it's giving obsessive vibes.
Of course, like,
I'm thinking of all of the campaigns and policies that you are thinking of to make your constituents or your borough or your state. You are thinking to yourself, do you know
what?
Shit. That's on the agenda today.
Yeah, kids don't need meals. We don't need to, you know, think about climate change, none of that shit. Yeah. No more fottish music.
It don't make no sense. Thank you.
Oh, Howard.
Underrated podcast. This is episode 50, and it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to me. I'm just kidding. It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride.
Wait, what? I love that song, by the way. Is Jeremiah even still making his own solo music?
I don't think he is. I think he's just on features.
He don't really do his own shit, does he? Mm. Anyway. But yeah, welcome to episode 50 of the Underrated podcast. Officially, kind of the first episode of the Underrated podcast. But episode 50, if you know what I mean. So, welcome you guys. I'm going to welcome my guest, my amazing, beautiful guest. Girl. This is a birthday special episode. So I brought on my favourite guest. So I've got to my left, Michelle.
Good morning.
I have morning. It is the evening, sis. And to my right, I have the amazing Love.
Hi, everyone.
And to my
fellow, she's acting shy.
She couldn't even wait for her intro.
Best smoker.
Yeah. I can do what I do.
Hey, people.
And to my further right, we have the Norris.
The Norris. That's sorry. Right.
I'm sorry.
The
let
one
me,
and only.
Let me take that back because that sounded rude. I'm sorry. I was going to say the lovely Norris, and the lovely just never came out, and it just...
Wow.
Just
she doesn't mean it.
That's what I
thought
you were supposed to say. There was
she doesn't
no
mean
lovely.
It, that's
wow.
why.
There was no lovely death.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. Welcome, Norris.
Oh, I'm going to say, is that my intro? I was like, damn.
She's like, no, honey, you're going to have to redo that one again, still. But yeah, no, so you guys are here. I'm going to just have a little chat to you guys for 1 second, because you are actually here because you were my favourite guest. On my podcast.
Thanks.
I know you guys haven't met Michelle. Michelle. Well, we've been speaking. I don't know why. I'm not even going to bother doing an intro because we've been speaking. But, you know, I know you guys haven't met Michelle, but you are, like, my favourite guest. And you've been my most supportive guest as well.
Aww.
No, honestly, like, I don't have, like, a huge circle of people.
You don't need a big circle.
So, and you don't. I'm realising that more and more as you grow older that... I don't even like most people.
Me neither.
Honestly. That so, part. Do you know what I mean?
That's why we clear.
Do you know what
that
I mean?
Part,
so,
that part.
I'm good with the people I have, you know? Yeah, so I really, really appreciate you guys, like, championing me, supporting me. And, like, honestly, on days where I've been feeling so shit about the podcast, all three of you at some point have been, like, you know, like, raising my spirits and really supporting me. And I really, really appreciate that because at the end of the day, you take time out of your personal time to do that, so I really, really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Did anyone else give her an invoice, or was it just me?
Wow. Listen, she's saying that like she's joking, but one of these days,
she's not joking.
She will hit me with an invoice.
No.
Because exclusive, the Underrated podcast is actually Norris's idea.
Mm-hmm. No, but do you know what? It was all to do with Hannah's vision, which she hasn't said yet. But it's all about bringing a voice and volume to women.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So actually, now you've started me off and I feel a bit more comfortable. Yeah. Because for some reason, I hate intros. I don't know why. I feel like there's all this pressure and I'm like, what do I say? And blah, blah, blah. Even though I talk all the time. But I feel really weird about it. But basically, the underrated podcast, obviously, when you see it, when you see the cover up, but the underrated, with the H for her. So basically, the concept of the podcast is... we are going to be pretty much discussing the same topic. So music, pop culture, celebrity gossip, entertainment, that kind of thing. But I want to shine more of a focus on female artists and not just female rappers, because I know we talk about rap music a lot on here, but like R&B artists as well, like all kinds of genres. So I really, really want to kind of make, because I feel like it's so weird that even though we're kind of in a time where now everyone says the female artists are dominating, I feel like they're still not really the center of the conversation. And to be honest, that is just sexism that spills over into a lot of different things, because honestly, a lot of the time people just rather focus on men. That's just the world we're living in. But I would, well, because I don't feel like we have many podcasts we champion, even here in the UK, I feel like we champion female artists that are good when we see them, but then we kind of just leave it for 5 minutes and then just keep it moving. And it's like, oh yeah, Skepta gets. Like, it's just like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, but there's really good artists here as well that are women, and we don't really give them enough of our attention and support. So yeah, that's kind of what it's about. And thank you guys for listening as well and tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. And I've basically fallen in love with podcasting in the last year. I love talking. I've just realised my favourite thing. I love it. And just conversation in general. Just learning new things and talking to people about different, like, I love it. Love that shit. Anywho, let's get into it, because we got a lot to discuss. So, I know I texted you guys, but did anyone actually watch the verses?
No, I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. I talked to you about it.
No, to be honest, watched it when I was supposed to be working, and I just said, okay, you know what, fuck it, like, I can't be bothered anymore. So,
we hope Michelle's employer is not listening to the pods, because...
I don't mind. So you think I care? Can they beat me? Can they beat me? No way. As in, I'm so sorry, fire me? Fire me? No way.
It's called getting sacked.
Sacked.
You know what it is? My employers, they appreciate my honesty. They appreciate it.
So I was like, sis, be careful with those people telling you that. Most of the time they tell you that to get into a trap.
They appreciate my honesty. And I'm so sorry. Like I said, who's going to beat me?
So you said to them, I'm not working right now. I'm watching Trina and Eve.
Oh, you don't tell them.
No, not really. No. I told you I was sick.
Oh, yeah. Because you went home early. I forgot.
I was sick. They told me to take it easy, baby.
So I did. And I watched the verses.
So I took it easy.
So I guess you guys didn't watch it.
I did not catch the verses.
Okay. Nope. So it was Eve versus Trina. Not gonna lie, I won't spend a few minutes on this because, you know, it's not. I just kind of wanted to. I watched it, obviously, because I told you guys to.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it, actually. What did you think, Michelle?
No, do you know what? I actually loved it. Like, they were bouncing off each other.
They were!
And it was like friends.
Considering they weren't even in the room as well, yeah.
Exactly. It was like.
Eve is in London.
Yeah, Eve's in London.
So she was doing it from here. So she was on FaceTime or whatever.
It was like a Zoom.
Yeah. But Trina was on stage.
I'm not gonna lie. Trina killed it. Like,
she ate
it. I was just like, hold on. Like, when
I didn't know she could perform like that. I was so shocked.
Let me tell you, Trina has been saying she's the baddest bitch for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Like,
did it feel like 20 songs? Because you said 20 songs. Did it feel like 20 songs to you? That's one thing I'll say. It did not feel like 20 songs. I feel like they didn't do 20.
It felt like a
vibe. I'm not going to lie. But it was good though.
I felt like, compared to Trina, Eve didn't really have too many hits on her own.
Oh, okay.
But like, with Rough Riders, she had like so many.
Yeah, she did.
Anthems, but when it came to Trina, that Trina's in her own bag.
No, she played Let Me Blow Your Mind, Kelly Rowland.
I'm not the biggest fan Hot
Boys
of Eve or Trina. Like, I kind of got a couple of hits. I don't even know what songs Trina has. I know she's got like loads of albums.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, she's probably very big in like Miami.
Yeah.
I feel like internationally, she's not that.
Not as much as you, unless
you're checking for Trina. Like, Trina does hood music.
Trina's good though. Like,
she's good.
I feel like a lot of people write her off because of her kind of music. Like, I guess they call it strip music, or not even just that. I think her accent as well. Because you know the Miami accent.
You know what it is though. Trina's been doing this like before all these rap girls. Like, She has, Sheena, Eve, all of them.
And she can spit. She can actually rap.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, these sort of girls, they have been doing it. But I feel like because of this new era that we're in, like, people kind of, forget to give the respect to the people who kind of paved the way for them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think they give respect to people that are older, though. Like, they do give it to,
like, them. To be fair, the Miami girls love Trina. Like, she actually performed Lotto's song. She's on the Bitch from the South remix with Sweetie and Trina. They're on the remix. So Trina actually performed the remix and she did Lotto's
hook. I saw it.
And she was like, shout out to my baby Lotto. So I think she really, and she's been showing up to Young Miami. I think Young Miami's her cousin, actually.
No, she's Young Miami's godmom or something. Okay.
So yeah, they're connected family wise. So she actually has been showing her support for a lot of the girls in Miami. I think she personally, like, really fucks with a lot of his music. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's nice to see. And there was a lot of women empowerment, like, even because obviously we know they're friends.
Yeah.
So it was just so much love. Like, it was really nice to see. Like, they just, like, were so like, oh, like, you know, I love you. Like, it was
from them, I could see that coming through.
It was really, really good. And she brought a Trick Daddy and they did Nan at the end.
I'm not gonna lie, that song,
Trick Daddy looked good though, because I thought he was ill. So he actually looked quite good. And he looked quite good.
He's got a lot of illnesses, but he drinks too much. Like, he drinks too much.
It's the food as well.
And you get random flare ups.
It's the type of cancer, I think.
That's the thing, yeah. Oh shit. Because that Trick Daddy was fucking peng. Like,
Trick Daddy was peng.
Like, he was so nice looking. Even if you look at his son, like, his son is a spitting image of him when he was younger.
I don't even remember what he looked like before now. I can only see him now. Honestly.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. Like, Trick Daddy was actually a thing. Like, literally, like, if you wanted a hood booger, Trick Daddy was it. Like,
a hood booger.
Like,
I don't even think a booger's even a good thing.
Guy, like, Trick Daddy was the epitome of, that's the guy that I want. Like, he's on stuff and he's
gonna, I didn't know him that well when I was younger though, so I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so that was her. But they would have probably gone on a bit longer, but it was late in London, as we know. Mm-hmm. And Trina was tired. You could tell. The way she kept saying this, she kept, like, it is late in London. No, you want to get to bed, sis. You want a D-wig. D-lash.
Do you know Eve?
Eve. No, she's here. Yeah. And, like, she had a DJ and everything.
But they were saying things like, oh, yeah, we're going to take it back. No, I was thinking, guys. That's the only way you can take it.
I was going to say, she can't say, we're not taking it back.
I was like, all your songs are back. All your songs. And, like, I was like, guys, you haven't released anything new. It was weird that she's... No,
Trina has, though. Trina has an album, like, a year old or something. So she actually...
It was 2017.
She didn't release... She didn't actually perform any of those songs, though, which I thought was interesting. It wasn't until
she came onto, like, Love & Hip Hop Miami that she released her album, yeah.
No.
2019.
Oh yeah, when she came on the first season, you're right. Yeah, 2019. And by the way, what is the deal with Trina and the streaming platforms? They are not kind to her, because
I don't know why
they didn't even. Firstly, you lot think you're slick. They didn't have The Baddest Bitch, the first album, on there until Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was trying to go back and listen, and it wasn't there. I had to go find it on SoundCloud or something. Then I go on Tidal, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, shit, drop, it was there. It was there the whole time. And it was there. I'm like, no, it wasn't. I was looking for it.
Exactly. It depends if she signs contracts with them. Isn't it down to her?
Yeah.
Because you can't... I don't
and her last album as well, on Love & Hip Hop, she was saying that it was on there, because I listened to it when it came out.
And she was like, the fans had it taken off.
And for a long, for maybe a year.
I think it was taken off because she had problems with the album. Remember?
Yeah, she did.
In fact, the guy stole her money. Or something like that. So, but all the older
ones. And he was at the Versus. Did you see him?
Yeah.
That nigga was there.
But the one that was her old manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was there.
He said he didn't take the money, though.
He's a liar.
From what he was saying, because she brought a whole lawsuit against him.
Mm. She did, yeah.
So the fact that he was there kind of maybe backed up his story that he didn't take the money. Because he said he had to pay.
He's clearly still working with her, because literally when she was getting off stage, she was there. So you're still a manager.
So it's either that or they're in contract. But I'm broken that contract. But he said he has to pay people before he does anything, which is true. You can't just get a song just like that.
There's so many clearances when it comes to samples and literally like the actual music.
But she's been in the game for a while. Surely she should know that.
No, she's been in the game for like 20 something years.
She accused him of taking her money, her advance, and doing it for new artists. I think, but he said no. That
was for Amara. Yeah, that was it.
He said no. It's my money that I have. Because if he's managing her, he's gonna have money. Maybe he just was more smart with his money than unfortunately she was. Because I feel like a lot of managers are. They're more smarter than the artists. Because
they know how to work.
But it's maybe like they're in the background, so they don't have to be flashing their cash like the artists
do.
True,
true, that too.
So I feel like he said, like, you know, he was dealing with Amara. He might have put Trina on the back burner because she's not as new as Amara's. Uh-huh. She's going to, you know, get more people in. But generally, it didn't feel like if she's working with him now, he probably didn't take her money. Maybe she's got upset because it might.
I think they might have even done squashed it on the show. Now I think about it,
I can't.
I don't remember either.
That's the thing about Trina as well. The way she was screaming at him.
She gets hot very quick.
Yeah, the way she was screaming at him, you would have thought, like,
But she does that, though. She
like,
did
he
that with Bobby
violated her.
Yeah, like Bobby so many times. I kind of don't like that. She goes up to Bobby. Bobby's a problem.
But he's your cousin, your family.
He does stuff that I think myself never.
He does. Yeah.
But at the same time, she's kind of like
both their dads are related. That's how they're cousins.
When you put their face together.
But you have to think about when she was signing him or was going to sign him, he went for another label because he felt to himself he's not taking it seriously. And she kept saying, oh, if he cares on this, I will sign him. But it's his music, Chris. Stop playing games with him.
I understand.
I like what you're doing. Keep it up and I will sign you. She didn't give him nothing.
Yeah.
And then she got upset that he signed with someone else.
What the hell?
Of course he's going to sign with someone else
if you're not being serious. Like, kind
of
direct
line saying. Of literally.
Yeah. I honestly felt like she did that for the show.
Yeah.
Probably.
But like, because it didn't make any sense to me. So I'm like, you must be doing it for the show.
As in your own family.
You're an artist. How do you not understand his point of view? Yeah, exactly. Like, why would you not just sign it? Because you're his cousin. You know his ability. You know him. You either sign him or you don't, in my opinion.
Bobby actually does have potential.
He's actually a good rapper, which is crazy. But
Santana,
I always thought.
He just doesn't have the right backing.
He just has so much drama with him.
It's just because he's a bit extra. Even he's in the comments doing the most sometimes these days. Like, he loves Lil Nas X.
He loves it.
And every time something happens to Lil Nas X, he's just begging in the comments.
No, but Lil Nas X is actually young. Like, he needs to stop that shit.
He's like 19 or something. 20, something like that. He's very young.
He's not even in his, like...
I don't think he's even 20 yet.
Also, can't buy a drink for him.
Oh, but the verses was good though. Yeah. Female empowerment. I enjoyed it. I loved it. What I will say is that everyone wrote Trina off, including me. I was like, I love you, Trina.
Wait.
Fuck with your music. But Eva's gonna win.
But
Eva's
why? Gonna win.
No, because Eva. You know what? I wasn't thinking that the verses is not. And me personally, I was honestly just thinking Eve's better artist. She's a better rapper. But I forgot that it's not about that. It's actually about your catalogue and what you bring and how you perform. Because Eve had hits. And also, to be fair, I think part of it was the fact that she wasn't there.
Because
I feel like if she was there and was able to be on stage like Trina was, she would have got the crowd. Like, when Hot Boys came on, it would have been different energy. Do you know what I mean? Or Who's That Girl?
When those songs came on, the energy would have been different. I feel like Eve's a rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's like
that's what I thought she was going to win.
She's a rapper like Remy Ma. Yeah. Like, she's one of those rappers where, okay, you can appreciate that they can spit and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it's about the commercial success. Like, I'm so sorry. Every single one of Trina's bangers. Is the verses about that? No, but for me, that's what I feel like.
I feel like
if you're going commercial success, I think Eve is better than Trina.
The way Eve was bringing it compared to Trina, like, Trina, I feel like she decked it, like, compared to Eve.
She did. Trina performed. I mean? Like, she brought dancers on stage as well. Yeah. Like, she came to perform.
The time difference as well.
Because it was evening in America.
Do you feel like Trina needed it more?
Eve's married to a billionaire. I believe it.
Maybe.
You don't really need to get anything from this. A lot of artists have done very well again after the verse. The only artist who really didn't need to do it, I think, were probably Alicia Keys. John Legend probably didn't even care as much.
I've been seeing people scream for Rick Ross to do it again because they thought the Rick Ross 2 Chainz matchup didn't make sense, which it doesn't. Ross blows two chains out of the water.
I didn't even know that. Hold on, Rick Ross.
I didn't watch it because it's dumb. I don't want to. I don't want to see Rich Ross smoke 2 Chainz and buy a place. I'm different. Like, 2 Chainz is a no lie.
Wait,
and
hold on. 2 Chainz
and Rich Ross. I don't know.
Huh? They matched 2 Chainz.
Yeah, Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. That was a versus. That's a bit weird. Yeah, that's why everyone wants them to do Rick Ross with somebody else again.
At least put Rick Ross with 50 Cent.
Well, Swiss Beats put in the comments. Swiss Beats put in the comments of even Trina as one of the clips. He put Lil Kim versus who?
Nicki Minaj.
Foxy Brown.
He said versus two, so yeah. I'm guessing that he's trying to get Lil Kim to versus.
You know what? I would say Nicki Minaj, new school versus old school.
They won't do a versus.
No, they hate each other.
I know, but I would love that.
Nicki, yeah, same. Lil Kim might be more here for it.
I feel like Kim
would be here for it. But even so, Nicki Minaj's success.
But even so, Kim's problem with Nicki is a mess. Like, oh, you didn't pay homage. Like, that's ridiculous to me.
But Lil Kim don't even do music anymore. This is what I'm saying.
The fact of the matter is, when Nicki came out and. Obviously, she was showing love to Kim.
She did make homage to her.
Thank you. She was showing love to Kim.
She done that whole thing.
And then all of a sudden, Kim's like, nah, she ain't showing enough.
Do you know why? It's because...
It was weird.
No, it wasn't just that. It was very weird. To be fair to Kim, it was also because she felt like she ripped off her whole look. And her image was very similar to Kim's.
Do you know who's at fault?
Who?
That's not Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. That's Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. Okay. Lil Wayne was the one who brought Nicki Minaj out.
He was.
He's the one that basically saw how Lil Kim got famous, because you have to look at the rap game before then. And before that, you had the 90s where people were wearing all the tomboy stuff. She can't come out and do that.
Yeah.
Who's the other rapper? That done.
Well, she really could, though. That's the thing, because Nicki doesn't always wear dresses and skirts. She actually could have done
remember, who no, didn't but do hold that? On. Remember
not her. When I say hood, I don't mean like a boy, but she could have worn like
remember when Nicki
trousers
came
and a
out,
crop top. She could do extra girly.
2009, 2010 was a different time.
She could not have done
when
that.
It came to female rappers. Nicki could not have come out as a tomboy.
When I say, like, but I'm not talking like, I mean literally just casual. I'm not even talking.
No. Nicki had to be
Little
sexy,
Lil Kim
bro.
And Foxy Brown changed that already. There's no going back. Look what happened to Aaliyah.
That's what I was picturing when I pictured that style.
And she was doing
tomboy
ears.
Yeah, tomboy. That's exactly what I was picturing.
And I rocked the boat. She wasn't doing that. If she could do tomboy, Beyonce would be doing that.
Exactly.
No one is doing tomboy. It would
not anymore. No, you're right.
It would never work. So in my mind, Lil Wayne saw Lil Kim's success and marketed off it and said, yeah.
She kind of did a rip off.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj wouldn't have had the say to say anything.
I don't even think, like you said, it's not her fault. No, she's obviously coming as a new artist and gone with what her label and her mentor is telling her to do. And then all of a sudden, okay, cool, Lil Kim's feeling a type of way because she's thinking, hold on, you're ripping off my whole look, but it's actually not her.
But do you know what they say? What's the phrase? We're talking about paying people compliments.
Oh, homage.
Yeah, homage, yeah.
No, there's a phrase.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were trying to find the word and you had homage.
Not imitation is the best form of
flattery.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you get that from? Wow.
I would never have guessed that a million years.
But you're like, girl.
I
was
paying someone compliments. Mind reader. I phrase. I pay people compliments. And you said homage. I said,
no, because you said pay something to someone. We were talking about homage earlier, so that's why I didn't get that. I don't know how you got imitation is a serious one. I don't know how you got that, but anyway.
That one.
Continue.
Yeah, so basically, after like, Lil Kim should have seen it and be like, right, okay, she's looking up to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I get it. She might have got a bit upset, but she could have contacted Lil Wayne.
She could have. She knows how it works.
Nicki strikes me the sort of person who's very much like, I know what I like and no man is going to tell me how to dress or do this. So I don't know if I would
say
Lil Wayne
that?
Look how she changed, Larice. We've had conversations where you have said you don't think artists have that much of a control.
Not in what, and this is Nicki back then, remember? Yeah, but even Nicki back then, like, do you not hear the way like she was clowning
Safari,
loads of guys? And, yeah, like,
her man is
when
different.
It comes to men, yeah, I don't think any man can tell Nicki what to do.
Do you know what I think the
Wayne,
difference is?
Have you seen how she sucks his dick on?
He was probably high on lean.
Wayne
at the
can
time,
tell
like,
her shit, come on.
I don't think he can.
I think he can. I think Wayne can.
Do you know what? The way she talks about Wayne, yeah. Wayne is that nigga.
I feel like
Wayne
she
is
would
that nigga that
can
tell her Nicki, calm the fuck down.
She would listen to what he says, but I don't think she would be like, okay, well, Wayne says I'm going to do this.
Do you know what I think is different? I feel like the beginning of her career,
she changed. Because if you listen to one of her songs called Dear, or Dear Old Nikki, something like that, mm-hmm. it's like she changed who she was to become famous. And I feel like she would have listened to what Lil Wayne said in the beginning. And so after that, know. She changed her look. I think
because we've had so many different versions of Nikki. Like you, like you say, we've got Nikki Lewinsky, Harajuku Barbie. Harajuku Barbie, there are so many different versions of Nikki that you could not pinpoint which one was influenced by such person. Such
no, but the thing is as well, yeah, I feel like one thing we need to understand about Nikki as well, like, when it comes to, like, Nikki, I feel like wants to be the only female rapper in the game.
I don't think she wants to be the only.
Unfortunately, I feel like she takes after the people that came before her. Like, because rap only makes, rap only basically makes, like, one female artist the lead female artist for, like, let's say a couple of years.
No.
And then all the other artists...
How do we have, like, the Brats and the Latifahs and all at one time?
At one time, but would you say that they were the main female rappers? Like,
Back then, everyone had a niche.
Yeah.
We didn't have... Like we have now, we have so many female rappers who are doing the sex thing. So that is that. Yeah. Whereas back in the day, we had the conscious rappers. Mm. We had the girls talking about sex, but they were all able to coexist at the exact same time.
But when
we can't do that now.
But there weren't as many.
That's what I'm saying. There wasn't as many,
but there was still a lot at a time.
Do you know? Also,
when Nikki was in her prime, when Nicki Minaj came into the game, like, bro, there was no one but Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, at that time there wasn't.
But do you know? Also, I think that as well. Looking at talent, some of these female rappers don't actually have that much talent.
But the thing is, what do you think was the reason why there was no other woman up against Nikki at that time? What do you think? Because there was no one.
Oh, I think because she was so different. She was so different. There was no one like Nikki.
She was
clear. There was nobody like her. Like, it was so.
I think everyone was standing back in awe of her for a little bit.
I genuinely feel like everyone stood back in awe of her for 5 minutes, just for a little bit, because it was so different. This black woman coming on as like a Barbie, like a, do you know what I mean? Like, she had a completely different personality to the other female rappers.
Alter egos, this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She really put certain things, like, she put how to be playful and not take yourself too, because a lot of the female rappers that were dominating were very made up, like the female version of the men. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, the rougher, edgier version, sexier version of the men. Whereas Nikki was very much, I do the fuck, what the fuck I want. I'm a Barbie today. I'm Roman I'm today. Like, tomorrow, do you know what I mean? She's literally, like, she does whatever she wants. And the colourful wigs, you know, the which, oh, like, the whole...
I can't do that. Roman revenge and shit.
Yeah, like, she was very different. And I think everyone was just in awe, because it wasn't even just, like, oh my god, this bitch just... She was cold as well. She was a sick rapper.
But do you think Cardi B's kind of seen that and run with that? Even though her and Nicki Minaj don't get along.
Cardi B No.
I don't think she's got talent. Yeah. I don't think she's talented. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, do you not feel like she's seen what Nicki Minaj has done and basically tried to be her?
Let me tell you, can I say something?
I just feel like she's modelled her image and what she's trying to do to be like a Nicki Minaj.
Mm. That's what I meant to say. Do you know what it is? I don't feel like Cardi stretched it that far. Like, I don't feel like Cardi honestly sat there and thought about Nicki Minaj. Like, she's a social media personality. So she came in the game.
Wasn't she doing like funny videos?
Yeah, like,
she wanted to be a rapper though.
She wanted to get her music on the radio. I don't think she came in trying to be a Nicki Minaj. Like, she knew she would never be a Nicki Minaj because there's only one Nicki Minaj.
I know, but
Nicki Minaj has bars. Nicki Minaj has had the game.
What?
Nicki Minaj has the game on lock for about 10 years. I don't think Cardi came in trying to be a different Nicki Minaj, but I felt like she obviously looked up to Nicki and whatnot, but I felt like Nicki had some sort of animosity towards her because she felt like maybe this babe didn't work hard, maybe this babe but don't have
didn't.
Bars.
She doesn't.
Like, no, but that's facts. But the thing is, Cardi just has a different sense of personality when it comes to, like, her niche. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think she has a niche.
Do you know what it is? Let's not. Okay.
No, I do.
Cardi is not terrible. Do you know what I mean? She's not that person.
No, no, let me tell you. Cardi knows that she doesn't have bars, though. Like,
but so who's
that? Do you know what, though? Can I play you guys something? What do you think of this? Because this was Cardi before she.
No,
I'm not even saying it's amazing. I just genuinely want to know what you think.
Because the thing is, me.
Why does everyone do that?
Like, the only reason.
No, because I'm not trying to say.
I'm a Cardi fan because she keeps it real with herself.
No, I want to know.
She's always said to her. She's always said she's not a rapper. I feel like this song
is. It's fine.
Like,
it's all right. Do you know what I mean?
She said that she's here for the money.
Exactly. She's been saying it.
One second. Is it called Stripper? This song?
I don't like Cardi for all her.
That's what I'm saying. Gangsta bitch music. Exactly. That was when she was literally saying, like, she is literally here for fun. Like, she's not here to be the bar for bar
rapper.
She's
here to get her coins and
thank
go.
You. Thank you.
But this is what I was
saying. I don't like her. Bro.
Okay, let's play a bit of Cardi pre the writing. Just for famous. Fun.
I can't understand that.
Oh, it's because people like the ratchetness.
But like I said to you, it's
people like the fact that she's herself.
They like her personality.
Yeah,
it's her personality. Social. This is what I'm saying to you.
It's not just the music. Like, for her, it's not
social media. Cardi's era. We're in a social media era.
It's not Cardi's music that sells her. It's Cardi.
If bars mattered, Remy Ma would be winning. Okay?
Yeah, Remy's
if bars mattered, Remy Ma would be winning.
No, it's not even that. I just feel like, as a person, Cardi is not someone I could ever say is an aspiration or someone to look up to. Mm. The girl can barely
she said Swift.
Sorry. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, like, she's born in America so and has to say that English is not. Yo, she can't speak English properly. Get that?
No, but obviously her parents are like her mom's Trinidadian and her dad is from the DR. They never spoke English to her.
Wait, hold on,
huh? No, but that's what I'm saying. She's ignorant, though. That's the thing.
But what language do they speak in Trinidad?
English.
No, that's oh, wait. No, let me tell you. That's what confused me because I was like, hold on.
But Cardi does speak English.
No. Her dad don't speak English.
So she's saying English is not her first language.
She speaks Spanish.
But
she's
from Trinidad. Trinidadian people speak English.
Oh, so she's saying she speaks Spanish before she spoke English.
Yeah. Well, a guy who I'm at uni with, both his parents, one is French Caribbean, one's half French Caribbean, half Cameroon. The other one, I don't know what it would be, but I'm going to say from Cameroon, so I don't know what the...
No, it's either French or it's... I can't remember the language that they speak.
I mean, as in, like, I don't know how you would say if you're from Cameroon, like you would say.
Cameroon.
I wasn't
sure if that was
correct.
I don't
want to
say
Yemenese.
I don't want to cast that in. That's not how you say it. So he spoke French. French was his first language in his household.
Yeah.
But he can still talk English.
Do you know what?
So you cannot sit there and tell me that you are born in America
let me tell you
and
something.
Can't talk English properly. That's just pure ignorance.
Nah, let me tell you something. You see, America is different. Like, and the thing is, I even told Hannah this. When I got on Clubhouse, I knew how different America was. True. Like, Americans don't leave America.
My point exactly. See, some of them don't. How you can't talk the language?
But this is...
It's true.
She's right about that.
Some Americans, you speak to me.
Some Americans, you speak to them and you're
like, you really don't know shit.
Like, I know that. I know that. Let me tell you, some Floridians have never left Florida.
I know that.
We know that. But the point we're making is, how come she doesn't speak with just a normal New York accent?
But what?
Why is he always like that? Like, I don't know, man.
No, but what? I get what you mean, though. So what the fuck is what I'm saying is...
It's weird.
But what I'm saying is, if you've grown up in a certain area and you've never had to leave that certain area...
So she never went to school?
She
never went to the shops?
Hold on, but her sister talks like her. So maybe...
So her sister didn't go to the shops either, like, to school?
It's the family.
The family, I'm
trying to say to you. So it's the family that's the problem. You think my dog could have me out there talking like that?
Fair.
What the hell? Her mom talks English.
But that's the thing. Let me tell you. What we're talking about is logic.
But to be fair, she puts a lot of it on, though.
Because when she's like, I never even thought that I could do this.
Yeah.
And like, you know the word is
thought.
Why are you so good at it?
What is it?
She said thought.
Why are you so fucking good at it?
She's like, I never even thought it. Like,
she said, I'm so rude. Do you know what? Yeah, what I don't get. She wrote a statement, and I don't even like Cardi B. And I
this thing, I didn't even see.
Was it her or her publicist?
I didn't even know
it was her. It was her. Because the English was terrible. And she had the cheek to say, she even had the cheek to say, I even reread this through this. I said in the comments.
You did not.
No, you don't know, I said in the comments. No, but guys, can we understand that some people? No, but even in this country, there's some people that haven't passed English and they were born and bred here.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Half of them do not have that money. You have the money to get someone.
No, but she didn't have the money, though.
At the time, she had the money.
I think that was trying to say she could get educated now.
Not even educated. Someone can read your statement for you. You're telling me you can't get someone to read your statement for you? You literally have people who are publicists. Yeah,
to be honest, she has a team. She probably told them because, you know, they at the end of the day, they work for them. So if she says, no, fuck that, I'm going to do this one, what can she do?
Well, then don't say you've read through it and you corrected the mistakes. Don't admit that.
I just think it's part of her persona. Like,
but then she's
not gonna she's not gonna come out and speak in the Queen's English tomorrow.
I'm not saying that.
But her fans love this whole uneducated, ratchet,
and that is sad.
I don't speak. It's sad, but it works for her.
Like, what the hell?
Think of Joey Essex.
No,
that is actually a good comparison.
That's a good comparison.
No one thinks
he's
that dumb.
Joey Essex is not a dumb yet.
He's not that dumb.
He's not a dumb yet. Okay.
He went on Celebrity Juice and said, I don't know how many sides a square has. There's no way you are that stupid.
He's a fucking liar because he knows.
You see squares every day. You see squares on your phone, on your TV. You know how many sides a square has.
What school did he go to?
It doesn't matter. You know how many sides a square has.
No. Look at my stupidity. I guarantee you, in Essex... you get some lot of dumb people in Essex. You get a lot of dumb people everywhere.
Louise is like, pardon me, bitch.
I didn't say everyone. I said you get a lot of dumb people everywhere.
It was when I changed it.
I said everywhere. But what I'm trying to say is, I genuinely believe that I don't follow him. I genuinely believe he says things. I feel like he puts it on.
Yeah, of course.
No, I totally agree with that. With Cardi B, it's the fact that her followers take things and then...
run with it.
I can't get it. Like, just...
it's no, just but you're not out. Well, though,
and then they come talking about it, like, it's real English.
No, but I feel like...
I don't even understand.
Though, we're coming from a place of intelligence. like,
fuck these children.
Let me talk... No. I feel like you need to have been on Clubhouse to understand that Americans are actually... some of them are actually very ignorant and stupid. Like, there's honestly, I totally get that ignorance. Some of them are like that, and they are not going to change because they've never left America.
But it's
they've
not, never it's left not America. About traveling. This is not about traveling.
To be fair, Cardi does not apply. She's traveled. So
this is not about traveling. This
for
is
how long?
Looking at someone, knowing that person is doing everything wrong, and then idolizing them.
Yeah, I get you.
What, just to make yourself feel bitter? So hold on, you're saying your life is that?
But
trashy.
Think about it like this.
You are that angel advocate.
Think about it like this. I heard this. I got that from one of the hosts on the No Shade podcast. She's like, angels. I was like, oh, angels. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
You've been a devil's advocate.
Exactly. I don't like saying devil's
advocate. No, because what kind of madness is that?
Yeah, devil's advocate. I don't want to advocate for the devil. Thank you.
Lucifer's assistant.
I'm a child of God.
Oh my God, you're actually Lucifer's PA when you say that. That is so
I'm
bad.
A child of God.
I've got Lucifer on my mind. I'm sorry. You know Lucifer was also a child of God as well. So, literally.
Why did you? He was a child of God.
So Megan Thee Stallion's new single Thought Shit. Heard?
Yes.
Heard?
Not really.
Hands on my knees.
Let's play a little clip.
Hands on my knees.
Hands on my knees. Sorry.
I'm not gonna lie.
Of the guy.
Wait, what's
it?
Anna, this is going on YouTube. You wanna play some?
Yeah, I'm just about to say I just caught. Oh no, I always take away that off YouTube anyway.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, they give you the option to take that off, which takes forever. Thanks, YouTube. Try and make it a little bit shorter of a process. But anyway. But yeah, Thought Shit came out last Friday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play just a little snip.
Yeah, I've had like a little bit of it.
And if this the beat's live, you know Lil Jew made it.
You know Lil Jew made it.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When the liquor hit, then the bitch get toxic.
Why the fuck you in the club?
Oh, wow.
I've been listening since brunch, that shit. Order 42 for the table, let's pop shit. Missionary or a doggy style on my top shit. Pussy ass niggas hating on me from the closet. Always trying to call me a snake, shit, I guess I can relate. Cause a bitch spit a whole lot of venom. And since these hoes are rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked and I stop it.
better than to let me hear.
I should have probably played like the second or third verse because they're better than the first.
I'm not gonna lie, what it is. That song is strong.
You know what? When it's I first heard this song, I was like, like it. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. And then because I was like, yeah, it's fun, it's cool, but I wasn't really listening because I was just, yeah, it's fun. Then I listened to it again. I was listening to this and I was like, oh, she got bars though in this song.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did. Okay, so you wanted to make a little song for the summer that was like, yeah, that shit, but you wanted to let niggas know, but I can rap though. I get it. Okay. And I know what's coming. But, ladies, what do we think of the song?
I love it. I'm so here for it. Like, when I
really liked it too. Oh my god, that sounded so sarcastic. But you're serious.
Serious? No, I meant it.
Oh, you're genuine. Okay.
I meant it. I swear. No, I told you, I've got a nonchalant voice. It's okay. So bad. Like, but, no, I meant it. Like, I love it. Like, that song, yes.
I like that shit too.
I love it.
Like, am I going to say it's my favorite? Like, it's like, song? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not my favorite, but I like it.
It's her bag. Yeah. But, like, she needs to change up the flow a bit.
I was going to say, she sounds the same in all the songs.
Yeah, every single song. It's a,
but she does actually switch flows, though.
No, you got to... I feel like even...
Evolve.
Do you know what's interesting about this song? Is that if you do the...
Da, 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 over it,
You're not lying.
It's like Crybaby Part 2.
That's true. That's true, I can't lie. Because even when you did that, I was like...
It sounds like, innit?
Yeah, you're not lying. Yeah.
And then when you look at the choreography, you know what? Crybaby Part 2 as well.
But I didn't even like Crybaby.
She needs to stop. I didn't like Crybaby at all.
Yeah, I didn't like the song or the video. I'm so sorry, I'm tired. Well, no, I like the video. Yeah. I didn't like the choreography. Sorry.
She needs to work with a new producer now. She's worked with Lil Drew on the beat for a long time.
I agree with you there, Nerys. I do feel like whoever Meg is working with now, you've done as much as you can with them.
It's go like on summer, to the next it's one like now. Yeah, I agree. On the track, like, it's dead now.
Oh,
like,
they are. Have you seen them lately?
They're not someone else.
Yeah, but
I love you, Summer Walker.
No, but the thing is,
every month is the same.
No, but there came a time where because he's sitting there saying like, oh, he don't want her to work with other producers. Why?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah,
that's why he produced her whole album.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're jealous.
So then, is there a reason why Megan works with this producer?
Is there a reason why Meg works with Lil Drew all the time? No, honestly, I have no idea. There's nothing to indicate, because I actually did see, like, is she planning on working with anybody else in the future or in the close future? I didn't see anything that indicated why she makes this decision to. So I have no clue. But I do think it's like, fine, I get it. You might just have a working relationship that you are comfortable with. You might just like, you know, there could be a number of things that you want to keep working with the same person. I understand. But yeah, I do agree. Well, where you are a very good rapper, like, I really like Meg. I think she's dope. But in terms of her songs, she can do 10 times better.
Yeah.
And it is starting to get a bit frustrating.
It's the same flow for me. Like, you know what?
I don't agree with the same flow, because people say that a lot, but she does switch flows a lot.
It's not the flow.
Does. I don't feel like she does.
I don't think she switches flows in songs.
If you listen, she actually does switch flows.
I think where the beats are so similar, that's what makes the song sound similar. So, and then she has this thing of...
Oh, you need... Babe.
Oh, my God.
We all fancy now. But yeah, I do agree with that. I think that she could do a lot more in terms of creating a new sound or a new just something new in terms of the sound, or because I feel like she delivers in terms. That's why I feel like when people are saying, "Oh, Megs is Megs," it's not her. Do you know what I mean? I feel like she delivers. But it's maybe the people around her that are telling her stick with this. But is it allowing? She's a new artist.
She's not that new.
She's seeing how many figures and she's seeing how many opportunities. She's going to take it.
Yeah, but that's still her decision. True. She can decide if she wants to put that song out or not. She can decide if she wants to do this. She decides what she wants.
She'll be honest, though. You have to remember...
She doesn't have that many people
around
her.
She's got Rock Nation. She's got 1501. She's got 300.
And she doesn't have family support like that. She lost her mum, she lost her grandma and her dad. She doesn't have money
out of her pot. So right now, she can't afford to... have creative license to do what she wants. She needs to do what brings in money.
She has family.
Because I've got to pay Rock Nation. I've got to pay 1501. I've got to pay 300. I've got to pay for my tours. Everything.
She was her mum and her dad died before her mum, I believe. And her grandma died recently. So yeah.
I think her dad died when she was younger.
Yeah.
And then what is also she got her degree.
Her mum died not. Oh, she's graduating this year.
Is it nursing?
Yeah, I think she's still studying, but she will graduate this year, I believe. Yeah, and that's another thing that people say weirdly as well. It's like, oh, like, she's so smart and she'd be college educated, but she's so dumb and be talking about sex. I'm like, and that's why, like, to answer what we were talking about earlier, Maurice, that's why I kind of get a bit, I don't like it, because really what you're saying is you just don't really like women. Essentially, it's kind of what it comes down to, because a lot of the things that people say about, not just her, women that portray like that just are rooted in misogyny. And actually, let me even specifically zero in on Megan for a second in terms of her feedback. I don't know if you guys have ever looked at her comment section.
No. I don't follow her.
As in not her, like as in
shade room.
Yeah, when they post something about her and
not really.
Disgusting. There's so much transphobia, colorism, all kinds of isms.
She's not even transgender.
They call her a man because she's tall. They call her Michael the Stallion. They call her all kinds of things. Yeah.
That's uncalled for. If you don't like someone's music, you don't like their music.
So that's why I kind of feel for her in a sense where I'm like, I'm sure she's probably going through it. You know, like, I can only imagine seeing this stuff about me all the time and I don't have any real support.
See, this is the unfortunate thing.
Do you know what I mean? And while I understand that's not our
problem,
she
can't take an actual break because of her shit deal.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. She needs to be able to take.
Before she got out of her deal?
She's still with One Five One Entertainment.
I thought she got out of it.
No, she's still with them. Basically, just a management process.
JR Prince and Jay-Z.
They
know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're using Megan. They're getting the most of that can out of that girl. And that's it. No one cares about this girl, for being honest. Yeah, I genuinely don't think anyone cares about her. If they did, they would be saying to her, look, you've gone through all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough, you asked money, whatever they did. But actually take the time just to...
She has a nice house, though. I will say that. When she was walking around her house, I was like, ooh. Your house is nice. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's what? Oh, okay. Because I was like, I didn't know her house was this nice. Okay.
You just remember, this is why artists do so much now. They have to sell clothes. They have to do this, they have to do that. Because there is so much money being taken out.
Do you know what, instead of getting an Airbnb, we'll be spending how much on a night or a month?
Yeah, but the label will probably
pay for that.
And it adds to her bill, don't get me wrong.
Thank you. But what I'm saying is, instead of her saying, okay, cool, let me get a two-bed flat for now. Let me not post where I'm staying. Because you know you could rent out an Airbnb.
They want to have their friends there as well, wouldn't they?
Hello.
To be fair, she doesn't actually post her house that much. That's why this was the first time I saw her space. She usually does no lies with her face, but I've never really seen her building.
Oh, what, on her on shade room? She's always taking videos of her and her boyfriend around her bedroom and around the house.
Can you really see the house though?
And it could be his place.
Maybe you've seen it and I haven't, but I haven't seen any specifications to what the house looks like.
It's just if it is her house, it's sort of white.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is, she could literally be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a nice two-bed little house in America. Because the houses are cheap. You can get a house in America for like $100,000.
Because it doesn't fit into the image.
But hold on. If she bought it and rented it out, she's making money by herself.
I know, bro.
And that's where the common sense should come into it. Do you know what? I can't say that. She might even be doing this right now. We don't know. But what I'm saying is, it would make sense if she does something that bought something that's her own. Because if it's paid for, no one can take that from her. It's not mortgage. She can probably buy it out right now. And then if anything happened, it's hers. She rents it out and gets money. It's hers. Even if she gets $2,000 a month, that's $2,000 a month. That's hers. That no one can take from her.
Did you guys...
bank account, everything.
Common sense isn't common, okay?
True. Did you guys see that politician who was convinced that Megan was taking shots at her in the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, let me play the clip for you because she's this bitch. Firstly, no one knew who she was, so I don't know why she thought...
This is a bit weird.
So, some conservative... No, of course not. Of course it's a white woman.
I but I'm not confused because I didn't
understand. But yeah, she felt like, oh, because obviously we've had, issues in the past. I was like, bitch, nobody knows you. Who the fuck are you? They're trying to... They're not slick. They're trying to use the rappers to become known. There's a reason why no one knew about this bitch and then all of a sudden she's talking about Megan. You know?
Money.
They're trying to... Yeah, they think they're slick.
Put money and you're going after a rapper. It's a bit weird.
It's a bit, I don't know. Because when I saw her, I was like, why would you think that out of all people, she's sending shots at you. I just
weird.
Oh damn! Did I not?
Did Meg even address it?
You know.
She said who?
You see, I wouldn't even address it.
She said. She said
yeah,
because
I just
said
that is the person
who
they want.
No, but who means I didn't know you?
No.
Who
the fuck are you?
Even saying who, people are now gonna go and
because when she said who, did she like link the article as well when she said who, or did she just write?
It was retweeted from her.
Okay, so then she's giving the woman what she wants.
To be fair, you're right because that's the only reason why I found out about it. So. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I would have said nothing. I'd have kept my mouth shut. Yeah. I just ignored her. Or I wouldn't even retweet it. I'd be like, there's some woman claiming.
I wouldn't do that. I
would have said, yeah, personally, I would have said nothing. And then that way, you know,
the guy can't say anything.
He's not getting attention off me.
Yeah. Look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo, they moved the cock out of the way. No free promo.
Deanna Lorraine, that's the politician.
Okay. Yeah.
So her name is Lorraine.
Yep. Sorry, I love how you fixated on that. I'm going to try and go to the Shea Burrows one because they have the actual clip of her talking.
Hold on, she got two first names. Or Shea Room,
sorry.
Deanna.
You're so rude. I just realised, I'm sorry, that's so funny. I didn't even realise.
She got two first names.
Yeah, she does, I guess.
Deanna and Lorraine. Lorraine is someone's first name, not a surname.
To be fair, that's a family name.
No, it's a first name.
There's a whole TV show called Lorraine, sir. That's her first name.
No, that's like Lorraine shot. Kelly. She's got two first names.
No, but Kelly sounds more like a surname than that. You can get away with Kelly. Kelly's like a mixed name. Like you can have a boy or girl, Lorraine. No son is called Lorraine.
Sorry.
No, that's funny. I've never heard a guy called Lorraine.
Like, I haven't either.
You're saying her name is weird because they're both two first names.
I know, but what I'm saying is Kelly can also be like a mixed name, like both man and woman.
No, what you mean is that it could be a surname and a first name, Kelly.
But it also can be a man and a woman's name. So it makes more sense to me that it can be a surname as well because it can be a mixed first name. But Lorraine is just for women. I just don't see why it's a surname.
So Megan Thee Stallion made a few statements in her last music video for Thought Shit. It's so funny when it's articles, Thought Shit, which is apparently which has political shaking in her boots. In the opening scene of the video, Meg runs over a politician in a garbage truck, and Republican politician Deanna Lorraine seems to think she was the inspiration behind the scene, even though it was a man. Where? Anyway, while speaking with TMZ. You're a whole politician, and you're doing it. Okay. Anyway.
About a whole rapper.
Anyway.
It's a bit weird.
Lorraine said Megan is potentially referring to her in the music video because of her previous criticism of the Stallion's music. Like, she gives a fuck. If you recall, Lorraine previously tweeted that Megan Cardi set the entire female gender back by 100 years with their disgusting and vile WAP song. Okay, Lorraine. Lorraine claims ever since her tweet, fans of the Houston Hottie have been allegedly sending threats to pull up to her crib.
That's funny.
So she now fears for her life. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I would only take it seriously if it was the Barbs.
No, facts.
Any other fan group, I would.
I know, I'm not taking them seriously.
Or the Beehive.
The
Beehive are serious. When they hit up Jay, when he was talking to Lori Harvey, that's when I knew that's when I knew they were about
them
it.
Them niggas was
that's
serious.
That's when I knew. Jay said hi, Lori. And they were like, Jay, what the fuck are you doing talking to that bitch?
Wow. But do you know what? Most of Beyonce's fans, I feel like, Nicki's are probably men.
Mm.
I feel like it's more scary because you don't think it's more women than gay men. I feel like the gay men are the ones.
Because remember, there's more women than men in the world anyway.
I mean, in terms of the ones that are going for the gay men. Because I feel like women, they would do a lot of talk, but I feel like a lot of...
But we weren't really...
But then if a man's given talk, he's probably going to back it up.
Mm.
And then when it's a gay man, you're thinking... they will back it up because
They ride for you.
So like if you have a gay friend, they will ride for you.
Yep.
And if they're coming to Jay-Z, best be careful.
Bro.
That's why he moves carefully now.
The fact that Jay-Z even bags Beyonce in the first
verse is... And he raps about it in every verse. Every verse of his is like, I'm rich and I fuck Beyonce. That's it.
I was going to say something.
People kept saying that on Twitter and I'm like, I'm not going to lie, if I was married to Beyonce and I was rich, I'd talk about it all the time.
Of course.
Like, sorry.
But the thing is, I'm I'm very surprised that no one knows who the woman is that he cheated on.
And yep.
I think that's
the Rachel then.
Yeah. Well, I said that when... She's an ugly bitch as well.
I said when the like, music's down, we'll go.
She's not nice looking. She's not nice looking.
It's fine. We haven't actually even gone to the thing anyway. Let me play the clip. Now, good. I mean, it's even good that you weren't listening.
You're saying home 10 and I'm like, well...
Let me play the clip then.
Megan Thee Stallion's newest latest video, she's referring to potentially
a white woman, by the way,
in the past with her videos like WAP.
We feuded, right?
Who are you? Conservative political commentators on a whole that have called her out for her music videos and her outrageous degrading songs in the past. So if I were to run again for office, I would say, look, we need to actually have better music and better examples, positive role models in our media. In the Stallion's newest latest
But you don't even video. Listen to rap music. It's very clear. So what the thing is very
they can't determine it's given
obsessive vibes.
Of course like
I think it's of all of the campaigns and policies that you are thinking of to make your constituents or your borough or your state you are thinking to yourself, do you know
Thought
what?
Shit.
It's not weird. That's on the agenda for
meals.
Today.
Yeah, kids don't need meals. We don't need to, you know, think about climate change, none of that shit. Yeah. No more fottish music.
It don't make no sense. Thank you.
Oh, Howard. One thing I will say before we move off Megan, because there was a couple more things, but, you know, more things to discuss. One thing I will say, I was listening to a podcast very recently who was basically, because obviously Thought Shit had just come out around that time, and they were kind of discussing the whole Hot Girl Summer movement. Mm-hmm. And people were kind of, like, talking about the fact that, like, Megan obviously started this Hot Girl Summer whole movement or wave.
She didn't really.
And
I thought it was City Girls.
City Girls are City Girls Summer or whatever. They're City Girls.
Okay.
I don't think they were
what
ever.
Hot Girl Summer mean? Megan's.
Like, what does it mean?
But she explained what it meant, though. So it's not
supposed to be... I don't actually know what
it means. Yeah, it's not supposed to be, like,
hoeing. It's not meant to be about men.
It's just, like, going out and having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Living your best life.
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't mean going out
men just like to insert themselves in everything.
Yeah, it's not about dashing out to everyone that steps up to the door.
Sorry, Joseph, I'm just saying.
It's not
but
like,
you know, City Girls. So that's when they're like, "Oh, City Girls are up 100 points." Yeah. That's City Girls.
And City Boys down 1,000.
Exactly.
I'm gonna
that's like, City Girls.
City Girls right now ain't winning.
You see JT's man. That's what I'm gonna say.
Mad.
Anyway,
JT's moving mad.
You see JT's man. That little man. Lil Uzi. Oh, he's got the diamond taken out of his head.
Oh, dickheads. Mm-hmm. What a dickhead.
That's her man.
The fact that...
Yeah.
Yes. The nigga is...
I'm sorry, it's her... Oh, that's her
Do you see... Yes. No, hold on. Do you see how tall I am? Lil Uzi is my height.
No, I think he's a bit smaller than you, actually. He's quite short.
I'm 5'4".
He's quite short. So
am
I. I think he might even be a bit smaller.
I'm 5'. Lil Uzi is our height. He's our age mate.
And, like, and I'm sorry, there's no way I'm throwing my pussy to a short... Toxic
first
nigga
all,
on top of that.
First
short
of all,
and toxic.
First of all.
God forbid.
Like, guys, no. There's nothing wrong with you, by the way.
No,
there
short,
is.
I say short and toxic.
Short and toxic.
There's nothing wrong with short.
No,
short
saying,
and toxic.
I'm not
going
to I'm not gonna give it up to someone who's short and toxic.
Huh?
So you're saying short is a problem?
5'4".
Yes.
I'm not Joseph Kane, the receipt.
Awesome.
He's your height.
He's
5'4".
He's
not 5'4", though. Why are you lying?
Oh, wow.
Apparently that's what Google said.
Less than 5'4".
That's what Google said.
Hold
up. Stand up.
Not me.
Stand up.
No, no, no. Lil Uzi is 5'4". She was so indignant.
I need answers. But
no, Lil Uzi is 5'4", apparently.
No, but 5'4". Okay. No, sorry.
He does look a bit smaller than 5'4".
Personally,
I'd like
a guy that's taller than me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I wouldn't... I'm not going to berate short men.
I will.
But
I will. I'll do it on you
no,
lot's behalf.
No. But
that's Michelle
I'll do
boy.
It on you lot's
but
behalf.
But I like men that... I personally like guys that are taller. I've dated one guy that was around my height when I was younger.
How tall are you?
I have a girl.
Well, when we're younger, then we're all...
5'4" and a... Nearly 5'5". Nearly 5'5". 5'4" and a bit.
Fix it.
5'5".
Do you not believe in that short man syndrome?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't.
Wow. I do. I've known men.
I've known short men like that. So
I've known men that are 5'6" and they're just angry.
I don't really meet many short women like that.
I have experienced a man that's short that's angry.
I've never met
a
woman
that's
short like that.
I know men.
It's a short... Little people in general, not just men, women. Pardon?
So all women.
I'm not gonna
no.
Wow. You're
not
even
so
listening.
All women are short.
Like,
I was
gonna
say all women.
You missed the assignment. You missed the assignment. Like,
No, 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 no. You know the average height for a woman is 5'4" in the UK, right? So when you're talking about, when I say little people,
but we're not that short.
Yeah,
like,
it's because like obviously the height range
is like
5'6".
For that set of humans. So obviously,
okay, well, apparently and we're all pygmies, to according to Joseph.
People,
whatever.
Wait, little pygmy? People oh, refers to.
No, pygmies are like dwarfs, small little
okay.
elves.
Oh,
okay.
Pygmy.
Not pygmy, pygmy.
Okay. Short people.
I wasn't calling anyone a pygmy. That's what you just did. Sorry.
So, short people, I feel the reason why they tend to have anger issues or be a bit more snappy is because people sometimes may not take them seriously. Or they look down at them, or they don't think they can do things that taller people can.
That's why people think Bow Wow don't get no respect.
But Bow Wow's not even that short, though. He's that 5'9".
Is he?
Yes, he's not actually.
He looks short when you look at him on
film. It's because because in America, 5'9 is like, that's ridiculous. When I was younger,
that's
not
short that's here.
The
5'9
is not short,
he's
in my opinion.
I've dated a guy at 5'9. 5'9
is not short.
But
you know what? No, you know what I'm surprised is because he looks short to other people
it's
when I see him.
He's around people that are tall.
No, he's short still. He's 5'7".
Are you sure?
Oh, 5'7".
Oh,
yeah,
that's quite
okay, 5'7 is small.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Bow Wow.
I was going to say 5'9 is not sure. Okay,
no,
okay. 5'9
is average.
Lol's like, I was trying to defend you, Bow Wow.
Yeah, I tried. I'm sorry. I really did.
She tried.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But okay, another thing, we'll get off music after this. But Tory Lanez dropped a new single, Scat with DaBaby. I have not listened to it, but what I don't like, I saw a little clip and they put the trailer video. They did like a playoff of the trailer video with Mike. So Tori was dressed like
thriller.
Mike. Yes.
Not trailer. You're saying the trailer video. I'm like, what's the trailer
video? Because I read trailer.
Like,
apologies.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah,
trailer's right here.
I was thinking, what's
thriller?
I was thinking a trailer.
I thought you meant they did a trailer. Like,
sorry, my bad. Because I was reading a thriller. Sorry. But yeah, they did.
I seen a clip of that.
Uh-huh.
I saw a clip of it.
You saw it, yeah. So they basically, I think Tori was dressed like Mike.
I watched the whole video.
You did? I didn't see the video, but
if you watch it, it's a lot of it's take on movies as well.
Okay. I didn't see the whole thing, because fuck that man. But what do you think of, like, the fact that DaBaby did this song with Tori, and DaBaby's meant to be a good friend? And apparently,
who's good friends though?
Apparently, well,
what?
Shortly after she unfollowed him.
Oh no! But who said they're like? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you
sorry,
know what?
Let's talk God about forbid.
Let's grow up,
not
Tammy.
Not unfollow.
I'm sorry. Do you know what? Yeah?
Let's not lie and act like that don't mean nothing. Because I feel like people try and act like people are petty when they care about it. But let's be real. Lels, I unfollow you. What does that mean? I don't want to see your shit. I don't. Really
I've unfollowed
fuck with
a lot
you.
Of my friends.
Do you know what?
Oh, really?
No, I'm not friends.
You can mute. That's the thing. I feel like you can mute, so that's a bit rude.
True,
but I feel like if you have something to say to me, then cool. Like if I've done
that's
you
what
nothing.
I'm like.
Yeah.
If you've done me nothing and you're following me, then there must be a reason. Or
I'm like, man,
to be fair,
like,
I probably wouldn't
problem.
Even notice because I don't look at my
yeah,
photos like that.
No,
so
neither do I.
I wouldn't
but
know.
But the thing is, I've unfollowed people that don't post a lot, and I don't post a lot.
Same.
So if people unfollowed me, I think because I don't post a lot. That's
yeah.
what I would assume.
Okay.
But if I've made a song with someone that you don't like.
But like business sense wise, they post.
That's what I'm saying. But
regularly,
nobody's loving that.
So, yeah.
There's business and there's personal.
But you're my friend.
Hold on.
Can I just say one thing? If you look. Kiki with a man that shot me.
Can we just say
you're clearly not the kind of friend
say,
but I want.
You know what? There are some
life.
People.
Yeah.
There are some people that throw around the friend word very very loosely, and that's why people end up getting hurt because they assume.
But it seemed like DaBaby and Megan had a relationship
before music.
That's why. Yeah,
but
it seemed like when they made
from?
Their first single,
that
they were already fucking with each other.
But again, it's work.
So,
I heard a lot of seams. This is assumptions.
That's the thing. Like,
no,
unless
like,
I can see that
like,
they were friends
you could
before
see
they both
that they
the
were
music
like,
in
no, but they posted like you could kind of tell they had a kind of relationship.
Can
you know
I,
a work
can
relationship.
I also say to you
maybe.
That firstly, you okay? This is going to sound hella controversial, but it is controversial.
Oh, I love it.
No. Be honest.
No, I am.
Come true.
Because we're saying that Tory Lanez shot Meg. First of all, it's allegedly because we don't know what was happened realistically.
But let's say he did.
Okay, but it's legit.
Because if I'm Megan. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but it's allegedly.
No, I'm not even saying, because I wasn't there either. I'm not.
It's allegedly.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I know.
What I'm saying is, from Megan's point of view,
I know.
I would be like, I'm saying he shot me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What I'm saying also, there's business and there's personal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many artists don't fuck with each other,
mm-hmm.
but their friends will still make things with them? Sometimes you just have to understand. Some people have to do something. I have been seeing some
comments like that. There's no friends in the industry. I've seen.
Yeah, money comes. Your business. But
this is the thing. People are still human beings.
They are human beings.
Underneath all of that. But Meg Thee Stallion is also in the same industry. So how far do we take that, like, for all of these people in the industry?
But she's also in the industry. Because we
also see that there are some genuine relationships in the industry as well.
I'm not saying you don't have to be genuine friends, but what I'm saying is... So you're saying you and, I don't know, so Mr. C, I don't know who Mr. C is. Mm-hmm. If there's an artist called Mr. C, then it's not about you. But if you and Mr. C are not brethren, you two beef, you don't like him, he cheated on you, two dating, he cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Mr. C is popping right now, and I make a song for you, no one talk to me. Fam, what can I say? I want my music to be up there. So I'm going to just ignore a popping artist. I get it. They hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not...
As in, I feel like when... it let's assume for a second it's
100%.
Shots, I feel like that's when you can take...
But didn't she say it was an old song?
I feel like there should be...
Didn't she say it was an old song that was never cleared?
That's people are trying to say that... People so, are, if they did it what it ago, seems to look like is that she thought it... No, the old... Oh, no. See, the old song you're talking about is not this song.
It is this song.
I don't think so.
It is the song.
Is it Scat?
Because when they showed Scat? When they showed the clip, the sort of like exorcism clip, Tori showed that first, and then that's when she jumped on Twitter like, "Oh,
it's nice old try." It's never been cleared. I always thought it was a different. I didn't think it was called. To be honest,
yeah. If she had never inserted herself in it, there would be no thing in that.
It's because people were dragging the baby, so maybe she felt like she needed to.
No, I think she was doing it from a Tori point of view, like, "Oh, nice try, ain't been cleared."
No, but people were dragging the baby though.
So
she might have felt like. But that was my friend. But
her saying that didn't maybe defend, just say that and then they'll get off him.
But do you know what? We also don't know. He could have gone to her, spoken to her beforehand, and she's okayed it.
I don't think.
I'm saying that we don't know that. But people jump on this.
This is
my assumption. Thing.
Is that if this is really, but you know, I don't understand how you would because let's like
I need to I hear never Megan and the baby tell me.
I would never work with anyone that hurt you guys in that capacity.
Tell me what the friendship is, and then I can understand.
I wouldn't even go to work for a 9-to-5 with someone that hurt you like that.
But then that's stupid on you then. Why are you giving up money? I
can find another 9-to-5 though.
No, but if this is your job, wait. Let's say this is your job that you love. We're not just
saying this is the only one that's around. Let's say this is a job
that you love.
Yeah.
Let's say, okay, Hannah, they asked you to be a journalist, blah, blah. No, I'm saying there's a company that fired me.
Okay, that's
let's say
I'm going off this.
Okay. Her boss, yeah, that she worked for, she works for a big company called H. Random letter.
Let me change that. Not throwing H into it. Okay.
let me call it T.
Okay.
But it's a big company called T.
Mm-hmm.
T, at the time, she worked for T. Her boss shot her. Yeah?
No, my boss slapped me.
How does that not sound mad to people?
Because you're saying that it's not the same.
Why would so I want to work for anyone that shot anybody?
Listen, her boss shot her, yeah? Now T has this big opportunity. You're going to take it because her boss shot
her. Is her boss still there?
Her boss works there, see and we.
No.
And that's all no business.
I don't know if that's
but I'm right. Sorry. No, I don't think no, y'all no. understand. No, wait, I don't want to work for anyone that pops bullets.
This isn't the right thing.
I don't want to work for anyone that busts guns.
Okay, this is the right thing. Leave
the reason out of it. Let's I say, do not Hannah, want to work for that person.
Okay, Hannah, me and you know each other from work. We've known each other for like a year through work, yeah?
Yeah.
We know each other through work, and then you and Lowell's fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Lowell's are cool, mm-hmm. and I end up doing a song with Lowell's or doing a project with Lowell's.
See, I'm a bit different because I don't really care. Can you be upset because
we're work colleagues?
But I don't feel like, because you already had your own relationship with her, so I don't feel like I can come and be like, you...
But we don't know the relationship between Toilets and the baby then.
Huh? Sorry, sir.
We don't know the relationship between Toilets and the
no,
baby.
No, true. No, I... So it's true. But the thing is, any time I'm speaking about this, I always approach it with a pinch of salt, like, I don't know everything. Do you know what I mean?
No, I totally get it.
But, yeah, so, of course, there could be things that I have no idea about behind the scenes. But I just feel like I don't put my personal... ways of doing things on people because I've actually figured out that most people don't move like
so
me.
Wait, do you
because honestly, I wouldn't work with anyone that shot
me. Do you think it needs to apply in every situation then?
So, for example, Nicki accused Meek Mill of abusing her, mm-hmm. but yet Megan's cool with Meek Mill. She's gone out on dates with Meek Mill. She's linked up with Meek Mill. Like,
if they're friends,
where do you feel like?
No, I don't think it's cool.
Where do you think the Drake lies? Like, where
if they're friends, if they have a personal. Are they cool?
They made a song together, Nicki.
Yeah. They are. No. But they are
saying,
friendly.
But what I'm saying is,
have
Nicki
we seen
is
them
not,
chill since
is
then?
Not talking.
Yeah, but
we
haven't
seen
exactly.
Megan the Baby chill.
They're not friends.
We've never seen Megan the Baby chill.
They
made a song. They
yeah.
made a song together.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, Nicki is still talking to Drake.
Yes.
So after everything that happened between her and Meek, and she called Meek out, Meek came for her man, and all of this,
uh-huh.
he made a song with Meek. Drake, Nicki doesn't...
Okay, that's
the
point, that's
the
point.
What
that's
I'm trying to say to you is that sometimes you have to think business-wise, like...
I can understand that. Yeah, because that was a good example.
Whatever
yeah.
way, also, we don't know, like you said, how tight the baby mm-hmm. and Meg is.
Yeah.
We also don't know what happened that night.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't know what Meg has said to the baby and how emotional she can be about things in general. Like, we don't know her level of what she doesn't like from people. Her mm-hmm. level could be so petty. Mm-hmm. It could be like some person screwed her.
It's giving childish right now. That's the
I mean. Like, we don't know how childish Meg is in general. Like, she could be a very mature person and she's a very reasonable person, then cool.
I feel real life.
But if she's an unreasonable person in real life, then the baby's probably thinking, well, I could do a song with someone you didn't talk to 10 years ago.
Wasn't there an incident with, like, DaBaby being on live with her, one of her said song about mm-hmm. ugly bitch?
Mm-hmm. He called her ugly bitch?
It sounded like he was talking about
his
Megan.
Friend.
Oh, yeah, it sounded like Megan had just, she had was supposed to cut off, but she didn't. And everyone was like, oh, that ugly bitch.
See, we didn't see the friend on camera, though.
We
so
didn't.
He could have been looking at his phone, and people just ran with it. Oh, he's talking about Meg. Like, it's just one of those things. Everyone runs with...
Yeah.
No offense, when it comes to Megan, everyone yeah. runs with this narrative to paint her as a victim. And we need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, we
yeah.
honestly need to stop.
Yeah,
I feel like it's
but do you not think that's because you don't really have family like, around her?
We can't keep using the family thing.
No. I feel like that is a valid reason. I'm so sorry. That is a valid thing. Because you know how the black community are when they see... Especially, remember, some of these people that are commenting, they might be from Houston. And feel like, you know? So I do feel like sometimes when people are particularly, like, supportive of someone, again, some of these people might know her and fuck with her. Do you know what I mean? They might actually meet her and know her. So I do feel like there is a certain, like, community to almost take care of somebody like that. Because let's be real. Cool. She's 24, 25.
26.
Yeah. Oh, she's 26. Do we Google?
She's yeah.
Okay. Because I actually wasn't 100% yeah. sure. No, okay, cool. So she's 26. It. Cool. That's not really that young. She's only a year younger than me. But without having your family around you, your mum and your dad, and people to shape you,
the thing is she
early 20s
she's
is not
like sisters yeah. and stuff.
I don't know.
And she's still got another grandma that's alive. Yeah,
I know she
that's
has another grandma.
Yeah, the sisters.
I didn't
came
know she had
last
siblings
year.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
she's
seen
got,
her with
like,
siblings.
Nieces as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen her with many people at all.
She, I'm
honestly.
Not even a fan, and I know
she's,
more about
Sally. Apparently,
she's not that lonely. Do
she's
you know
not.
What I mean?
But that's
exactly.
what I'm a bit confused about because I've never seen her with any.
Do you
family.
Feel like it's this is gonna sound quite horrible? Do you think it's good marketing?
Maybe I'm starting to think because I feel like that's a bit strange.
Although to be fair, there are some siblings or family members that you're not that close to.
Yeah,
but I would feel like
maybe actually true that could be the case.
I might want to reconnect.
But maybe, but to be fair, we don't know what they might have done at the same time. But yeah, that is a bit weird. But if you, like you said, if they spend time with each other, you would think they're cool. So,
but you also have to think about
weird.
This as well. If she's not talking to her best friend either anymore, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, because she was saying that she took Tory's money to spread rumors or whatever.
So,
yeah,
like,
I don't
maybe,
think that's true.
Allegedly,
no.
yeah, but maybe
all of for me, there's a
trouble.
There's a question mark around for where. Just
the
to
whole,
be clear, I love
thing,
Megan, but where it comes to the shooting. I don't think she's lying that Tory
yeah.
shot her. However, there's a big question mark
yeah.
around the whole thing for me. I don't know.
I think the whole lead up is that's
yeah,
all I want to know if I'm being honest.
Where it comes to Kelsey and all of the other things,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but even with Kelsey, I just think everything is a bit shady. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but it's weird that she's
sides.
Working with Carl now.
Yeah, on both sides.
That's also
yeah.
weird. So let's not put the whole thing on Megan because she's
but
also
But to be fair,
funny.
Kelsey
but,
before used
yeah.
to be in music anyway.
Yeah.
Like
but she wasn't
yeah,
doing
exactly.
that when she was with Megan.
Yeah. No, she was doing music.
Yeah. Like, so then why is she signing with Carl now?
No, she wasn't doing rapping, but she's been in the music industry before.
But she's rapping now.
But that
was just like a joke.
But she wasn't just a new bitch.
Okay, so she's not really trying to be an artist.
She knew how the industry operates. Yeah, she wasn't just some random bitch.
But then why would you need to rap at all if you're not trying to be an artist?
And I'm pretty sure there was an article about her as well, where she's done really well. Like, she's really known in music.
Yeah, but I don't understand if you're behind the scenes. I don't understand why you need to rap and put yourself on the front line. But whatever.
If you look at producers back in the days, they were never a front of the scene. Now they have albums.
Exactly. DJ
only a few like Swiss, DJ Khaled, Mark Ronson. There's only really a few out of how many producers.
But
come on, compared to the amount of producers there is, it's not that many. Yeah,
but the thing is, what I'm saying is, these people were always back. No one knew them.
Yeah.
So to have someone who was in the back make a song isn't that rare, because they're all doing they're all doing it. Like, I feel like it also gets your face out there, it gets you more known, it brings in more money alone, it gives you more deals, whether it be clothes, whatever. Do you know what I mean? You're just putting yourself out there, whether it's a joke, whether, you know, news is, whether it's good or bad, is news. Your name is going to be out there in people's mouths. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, it's true.
I feel like I totally get why she probably would. But she, you know, she's making the work, making the best of a bad situation.
So just before, basically. So have you guys heard of The Encore? The new show on BET? Oh my God.
No.
I can't wait to get home tonight to watch it.
I left that shit in 2007.
So it's basically a show where they're bringing back a lot of R&B artists from back in the day. So Nivea's on there, Aubrey from Danny Kane.
I saw the clip
Keely
today.
From 3LW, Shamami.
R&B's.
Oh, sorry, girl women. Yeah. Specifically women from R&B groups or singular artists. I think most of them are from groups, but obviously they've got a few artists.
And they're going to make a new band, aren't they?
Exactly, so they've got Keely
is a mess.
Her. We'll get on to her.
One that has the lisp.
Yes, that's her, Keely.
Promises.
That's the title of this episode, Promises.
Wow. But can I...
But, sorry.
Isn't she the one who's done the least out of all of them?
Yes.
But had the most
let me show you this clip.
I had the most to say.
I'm going
to
play this clip. That is a perfect builder.
How do you get rid of a list?
You can't.
I don't think she really has it. From the clips I saw...
No. She had a mad list.
Oh, hold on. We're going to watch it again.
You probably can when you do things.
You guys know that I did not... Let's go down to the studio and make a song. You guys know that I did not come here to participate in a group.
Why did you come here? I'm still trying to figure out what your place is in the house. Because you got so much to say about everybody, but you don't even have a place. What's your place? You don't want to be in a group. You're obviously not creative director. So what are you? Shit starter? Because that's all you do. All you do is go to one person to the next and talk shit. So I guess that's your place. She turns people against each other and tries to make it seem
so
like she's the one that's trying to fix it all.
Not her choosing.
She didn't have anything to say.
Nothing.
This whole time we've been honest. Whether we've been bitches in anybody's eyes, we've been honest. Keely, you're literally being a two-faced bitch.
All the girls were like, oh no.
They were just like, ouch.
Like, what can you say?
Was Tiny supposed to be in this as well?
Huh?
Tiny?
Oh no. I didn't hear anything about her. If she was, I don't know.
Someone else facing charges.
I was going to say, because she was keen and singing in the verses like nothing was wrong. But it is what it is. Sorry, this is a part two of it.
Every time we ask her, she rolls her head and she's almost disgusted by the question. And Keely, please tell us why you don't want to be in the group.
It's just something simple as a yes or a no.
No.
My answer is no. Okay, then all of this group should be sitting on this couch. No learning lead vocals, no learning the dance steps, because you might take a spot that we'll have to eventually fill.
It's not cool to sit there and take up 30 minutes to do a verse if you're not going to actually be featured on the song.
Not them choosing, anyway.
They're two jokes.
Sorry, please do sure.
They really click in.
Being so vocal and so arrogant. Like, I've sold more records than you, boo.
Oh.
Should we all vote about how we feel about her being creative director, or are we all good with it?
My other issue, nobody should feel like not we're competing. Survivor,
guys.
So, this is where Aubrey chooses violence.
Aubrey was tired.
We don't
It's not fat, it's the plastic surgery.
It's fat, fam.
To kind of go behind my back and tell people that I was being divisive and that I wanted to divide the group.
This concept that Aubrey's pitching is in a way
Aubrey.
Like
Aubrey from Danny
division,
King.
Divisive.
I think a lot of negativity is being spread by you, and that made me so sick that I wanted to create that because I was so sick of what was happening, and this is the only way out I could survive in this home. Even when I did this, like, everybody said, great, and you said, finally, you're on the right page. It's very arrogant, Keely. You're arrogant, and it's demeaning, and it's a put-down, and I've never not been on a page. Do the work. Do the work.
I genuinely believe that Aubrey wants to be creative director, but...
what?
She is creative director.
That's
were you not what listening?
I'm saying. Like, what are we talking about?
Anyway.
I don't know. She can be creative director.
So that was a small clip that was going viral today. So it started last week, but there was quite a bit of, I saw, because obviously there's quite a few people that we're used to seeing their face back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I saw that it was coming up, but I did not know it was coming up this soon.
No, I didn't know.
And then when I saw, I was like, it's been two episodes already? I can't wait to get home. I was like, I'm going to watch this as soon as I get home.
It's on BET.
It's on BET, but it's on Mr. World premiere for the people in the UK. It's on Mr. World premiere.
I was wondering, not in the UK BET then.
Oh, I actually don't know. Where do you? It should just be on TV.
Like, just...
I'm sure it should be.
Yeah.
I'm probably just not at the same time, but yeah, I'm sure it should be. But yeah, so basically, it's the premise of the show is they have 30 days and they're like a super group, and they have to make an album in 30 days. And Keely just wants to be on Love and Hip Hop, apparently.
What?
No, not Love and Hip Hop. Not fighting, but she just wants to be messy and bitchy and
two-faced.
That's what it seems
like.
Which
would be Love Hip Hop?
No, not fighting. No. I just she's confused about what kind of show it is. Yeah, like, because the other girls are like, we're trying to actually make a project.
Where is she living in?
Oh, I don't. Where's Keely from?
She's a whole lot of Mona Scott Young.
Keely Williams. Like, where's she from?
Fucking
hell, I don't remember what part of the show she's from, honestly. But I was literally, when I watched that clip, I was like, somewhere, Raven Simone, Naturi, and Adrian are cackling. Because they've been trying to tell everybody for the longest that Keely's a difficult bitch. Yes.
Anyone can look at any of the 3LWs and cheat girls.
Exactly.
I'm saying, look at 3LW and see that she's the problem. I'm sorry, what
apparently people didn't believe her for a while because Naturi was trying to say that they were both trying to fire in KFC, like that.
I'm sorry.
Keely was girl as fuck.
No one believed her.
If you looked at 3LW and the songs that they make, you can see she thought she was the hottest.
Yeah.
Because of the way she tries to, I can't
say
it was her.
The way she just addresses people.
But it's just the way she was singing, the just, obviously at that time they were young, so there was obviously there was a lot of colourism going on as well, so... Like, you know,
so that was where Naturi probably told. Yeah, right,
she was
exactly.
At the back a lot. Yeah. Myself,
even though, not trying to be, but she was the prettiest one. But anyway, like, I thought from a young age, Naturi was it for me.
Even
she was beautiful.
Compared to Adrian.
And her vocals,
it just wasn't it. Like, and
Adrian has a certain attitude with her singing. That's the, honestly, she's all right.
Yeah.
But she's not amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just the little, she has with it that sells it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Keely didn't Keely's have the worst. Greatest vocals, and she
but apparently
like
she was meant to be the Beyonce of the group. But
unfortunately, that's obviously that in the industry, it's about complexion as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw,
but wouldn't Adrian be the choice if that was the case?
No,
because she was also like Puerto Rican, so like I would have thought they would be.
No, but I feel like at that time,
African Latinas and Latinos, they saw them in a different light.
Okay,
yeah, I feel because she was mixed race, she probably would stand out more than someone that was Latino. But I think not even Danity Kane. Yeah, Danity Kane. What's the girl that came up from Danity Kane? The black girl,
Dawn.
Oh,
she's on Real Housewives at the minute.
I was named Danny Kane, I'm thinking about. It's the one that said that. Work.
Oh, Fifth Harmony.
Oh, Normani.
Okay.
I am terrible with names, you know.
Sorry.
I'm terrible with names. I feel like I'm getting old. She was one of like the best singers in the group.
The last of the song?
And she had to go and do her own thing.
Yeah.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Melody used to kill her.
Melody was the best.
And this is what I'm
saying.
She
was the best Pussycat girl. Oh my god.
And Nicole. Let me tell you, the only. I knew Nicole could sing when she was on X Factor. That was it. I didn't even know that she could sing. I thought she was calm. I didn't think you knew how to sing.
Melody's really good.
If you listen to like them Pussycat Dolls and you hear Melody, you can hear she's a better singer.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. This is the whole like the colorism thing in the industry. So that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Happens a lot in all the girl groups.
So we've been on music for a while, so there's just like one or two things before we wrap up. But I don't know if you guys saw the Leanne documentary. So we're kind of entertainment now. But did you not see? So basically, did you hear about it? Because you don't really need to see it, because it's not really the actual documentary I'm talking about.
Who said the Leanne documentary?
Leanne Pinnock?
Yeah. I
think it
is Leanne.
Leanne.
Demetrius, babe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, did you see it?
No.
Okay,
is her boyfriend mixed race?
He's mixed race.
I wasn't quite sure if mixed race or black.
No, I'm sorry. Race. When I speak about this, I really did like that she put that in there.
But what he said?
Yeah, because he was so clearly not bothered.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm
going from... Are you okay?
This is what I get for not eating. It's my fault.
Go quickly, man. Are you okay, though?
Oh.
Yes.
You sure?
Okay.
What does she drink? No, homegirl been drinking for 2 days.
She has
ain't that right?
Eating in a day. That's why. Oh my god. But yeah, so basically, I actually want to play you like a little clip. Maybe I'll try and delay until Michelle gets back. But basically, Leanne did a documentary on BBC.
Mm-mm.
So it was mainly about her experience in being a mixed race woman. In the lifestyle that she lives, being a member of Little Mix. And she was kind of speaking about her experience when she won the X Factor and she went on to Little Mix and just all of that. And obviously, she was quite young at the time. And she basically gave a little background as to where her parents never really sat her down and had that talk and said, you know, you're mixed race, you're going to have to work harder than all of
us. We saw that in the Channel 4 talk as well.
Yeah. So
who's black in her family?
Both her parents are mixed race.
That's what I was thinking. They both look mixed race. Okay, cool. Yeah,
both her parents are mixed race.
Okay, cool.
And they both were like, we kind of didn't really think about it. Like, we just, like, we're Caribbean as far as we know. Like, we're not trying to... Yeah. This is what I'm... Honestly, like I said to Narissa earlier, I'm here to listen. I genuinely want to unpack what I heard.
Can I say,
hear what you think about it?
Caribbean.
Yeah.
But their white parents aren't Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
The white parents are like, I'm guessing English.
So if they're both mixed race, I guess they'd have one white parent and one black parent.
Yeah. So when you say that, so this is my issue. I get it. Look, mixed race people will say that they are black, but you also, in my mind, cannot ignore
the half, fact that there's half of you
are white. Yeah. So when you say, oh, we just saw ourselves as Caribbean, you can't, in my opinion, just see yourself.
And even
as Caribbean.
Her dad, there was something he said that I didn't really like, because I think she asked them specifically, "How do you identify as?" And her mum said, "I identify as black. That's how I've always seen myself."
It's what society's made them see themselves.
And and her dad was like, "I'm John Pinnock. That's how I've always." I was like, oh,
This is society.
And I was like, I'm starting to see the problem with what happened.
Society.
Because the whole, what pisses me off about racism and when certain, sometimes mixed race or some black people speak about it, is when they think about it like it's in our control. That pisses me off. Because the whole idea of racism is that it's prejudice and discrimination against the skin colour, against the colour of our skin. And we cannot control that.
But it's not. It's not just.
That's their prejudice.
It's more than just.
So
prejudice.
You can be John Pinnock all you like. Like, do you know what I mean? You can identify as that. That's why it's almost like insulting when people say that. Like, I don't care what people say. I'm just cool. That's fine. Like, we all move like that. We're not just some victims that walk around and act like we want to be subject to racism. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, are people minding our business and living our lives. These things happen because we're minding our business and they just want to be racist. So, like, while I get that he might not have meant that. It was a bit like, I'm starting to see the root of the problem because your dad doesn't even really seem to understand racism like that, if I'm honest. So it's starting to make sense why you don't. And then me and Reese were talking about this earlier, but she went on to, I don't have an issue with her speaking on her experiences because she was speaking on how like she's never really seen any people that aren't black in her workspace, which is weird because
black culture and pop culture inspires these things,
mm-hmm.
but we never really see black people.
Of course, that is very weird.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think she said something about a choreographer, like a black man coming in and teaching them a routine, and then him saying to her, "You're going to have to work harder than these three other girls,
of course,
because you're the black girl." And she said that's the first time someone ever said that to me, and I was like,
"Huh?
Imagine 19. That's the first time you heard that."
Her parents had told her.
No, her parents never sat her down and had that conversation that you are not going to be treated like these girls. They never said to her that she's going to be looked at different. Never.
Yeah. I feel
so. She always thought that she was going to be just on the same level.
I feel like, do you know what? To a certain degree, as much as parents don't want to have that conversation,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's ignorant not to.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. I feel it's very.
It's very ignorant. It's very, very our heads in the sand. Yeah,
it is very much. You don't want your kid to feel. You want to keep your kid as young as innocent as possible. Mm-hmm. I totally get that, but to leave them to think that they are equal in a world where they are not seen as equal,
it doesn't prepare them for real life.
It doesn't at all. Wow, Jinx, sorry. But no, I completely agree with you. I just feel like you're kind of just doing it for me, and I know they probably don't look at it that way at all, like depending on who it is, but I see it sometimes as it's almost like a selfish choice, because you don't feel like talking about it, so you don't talk about it to your child. That's how I see it, because why else would you not feel like it's necessary? Because you have experienced that you are not treated on the same level as white people.
Or maybe they believe that because she is mixed race, she will not face the same scrutiny as a black person, which she won't do.
Mm-hmm. But this, she's still going to get some kind of...
Yeah. But she's not going to experience it to the same
degree.
They
also might be looking at it as times have changed compared to when they were growing up.
Yeah, 100%.
So they might be seeing it as, well, shit, she's not going to get it as bad as we got it, so let's not even bring it up.
Or they may feel like she's around black people, like, because, mm-hmm. you know, she's going to be in a... Maybe they thought she's going to be around black people, so she's not going to be seen as... Like, we have to be seen as the black community in general do prefer people that are lighter, so that they might not have thought that if she's in the mm-hmm. black community, she's not going to face anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's also another thing, because did she grow up in London?
Is it High Wycombe?
Oh, okay, it's not
black. Yeah, that's the area she grew up in, I believe, yeah.
So there's not black people in there, is there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
There's a few.
High Wycombe, I'm not sure, are there?
I'm not sure, that's why
I actually don't know,
I've been to High Wycombe.
Okay.
There's a few, but it's a nice area, though. It's like...
Okay, I don't know, that's what I was asking.
It's definitely like London, put it that way.
Yeah.
As multicultural.
As how we used to. Yeah. But and that might have been a bit of what culture shocked her as well, is that she came to maybe London a bit more and she was mm-hmm. like, oh, wow. That's another thing as well. Her boyfriend, she could have left him out of it. I didn't like that, because the more I think about it, the more I'm like, it's almost like a piss take that you even left it in, because I'm not going to lie, if I'm a dark-skinned woman and I'm seeing his apology, it's bullshit, because you clearly are not... You don't care. Your girlfriend, your fiancé, sorry, has sat you down and said, babe, like, your tweets have come out. I'm doing this documentary on colorism. It don't look too good. You need to be a bit sorry. Do you know what I mean? So come on, let's come on camera and look a bit sorry. That's what it looked like to me, because he was very like...
Was the entire documentary about colorism, or was that...
It was about racism in general.
Oh, okay, cool.
And about... It was all kind of aspects of racism and how it affects...
Like
a normal individual, like a British black born individual in society.
This is what frustrates me so much. I'm sorry.
Why? But colorism did come into play, because they had Sugar Babe. I keep saying Sugar Babes. Like, the whole band was there. Sorry. Keisha from Sugar Babes, Alexandra Burke, and Ray, for some reason, was there.
Ray.
The singer. Ray. Let me show you a picture of her.
Ray.
With the E on the end.
She's, Is she mixed race?
Ray she's black? I think she's mixed, yes.
No, okay, I think the Ray Black.
No, it's not Ray Black. No.
The one that looks like Winehouse a bit.
Much better to have on. slightly. Yeah, Nerys. Slightly. Like.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know you're talking about. Do you know
what? I don't know why she was there. I'm not going to lie, but...
In my mind, this, again, is the same thing as... between her and...
Rochelle
Humes.
Mm-hmm.
They've put on to do documentaries that about problems that mm-hmm. affect mostly dark-skinned women.
That's a good segue.
Why have they used them?
Lels?
And again, that's literally, you're doing a documentary on racism, and the people who are doing it have come from a colorist mindset.
it makes a logical sense.
It's all contradiction, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Because why is a mixed race girl speaking on colorism anyway? Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah.
No, I get it. They can experience colorism.
Yeah.
They can.
But it's like, different to the like full is. Black experience.
It is very different because I feel like you know, you don't want to say reverse racism. That's not a thing.
Mm.
But I do get it that some mixed race people do experience like not being accepted into
it was, black community. Honestly, per se. It was just so. Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, they may feel like, oh, people don't like me because I'm, like, lighter than somebody else.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But you also got black people who are light-skinned that experience that.
Yeah.
But then you're not going to have a light-skinned person or a mixed-race person who will understand what it's like to be a dark-skinned person.
Exactly.
So, like, even I was talking to my mum a while back and I was saying to her, like, I didn't even think about mixed-race people back in, like, the 70s or the 60s or the 80s. Whereas black people, they experienced racism, but they came home to a safe space
yeah.
of other black people. Whereas a mixed race person might not come home to a safe space because their parents could, one of their parents could be the one perpetrating that racism. So, do you know what I mean? So in that way, as a black person, I would not understand a mixed race experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
because the you'd be like, on one side, you have it great.
Of course,
and on the other side, you don't.
You don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what I mean. But then. To then have them talk about a dark skin person experience.
It's a bit weird.
You can't...
Like, even when it came to, like, you know, Rochelle...
That was
and, like,
wild.
That whole, like, childbirth.
Yeah, I never watched it, you know?
It was like, you'll never understand it. You and have private medical care. But and you want to talk about the black woman's
okay,
experience.
Okay, I think I'm at that part now, sorry.
Even, like, with private medical care, black women can still experience
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But it's the fact medical that racism. She's also very light as well. Because you have mixed race people out there who don't even look mixed race.
Never experience.
No, but who actually don't look mixed race. They look okay. a lot darker. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like she's quite fair as well. And they've picked mixed race people who are very fair
mm-hmm.
on top of that.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
I don't know if you saw, but do you know Keith Dubé from the Receipts? Mm-hmm. Receipts.
We are recording. Yeah.
Ah! Three shots of tequila. This is the last topic, I promise. Three shots of tequila.
Okay. Oh, he had a restaurant.
Yes.
Right?
So he's opened a restaurant recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know, Lels, but he's made some comments about dark-skinned women in the past.
Yeah.
Social experiment. Anyway. And he said a lot of horrible things about how
he's disgraceful.
He called it a social experiment. I don't believe it because there was never anyone.
It wasn't a social experiment, but carry on.
I genuinely feel like he thought he was funny.
He's a disgrace.
Said some shit about black dark skinned women, sorry, that he thought wouldn't be a big deal. Turned out to be a big deal. Then he thought, oh, social experiment. That's what I think, personally.
Because he'd done it back in the days.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone was doing
this. And what's the experiment? Yeah, exactly. And what's the experiment? What are you experimenting?
You were too young to be...
let me tell you. He was doing it at, 21 years old?
Exactly. He was a big man.
It was like...
So what are you experimenting?
Do you know what?
I'm confused.
It was, it's okay for him to say that he was experimenting now. But back then, it was a norm.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually a norm.
It wasn't a social experiment.
Exactly.
He was saying that shit. Because he thought it was funny.
And he meant it. Yeah. And he meant it.
So he's made those comments. Obviously, a lot of dark skinned women don't fuck with it. And black women in general. And he's now opened a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been like the biggest storm, but I've seen a few tweets on Twitter and
mm-hmm.
people are not, mainly women are not fucking with the fact that a lot of women are like, not just going there and supporting him, but also being like on at the women that aren't supporting him, like, oh, you lot are so mad. There was even one man on I'm sure who must have been Keith on the Burner account that was like, oh, it really fills you with venom that Keith is winning in it. Oh my god, you're so mad in it. Oh my god, you're so pressed. I'm like,
if
this is not you, it's a weirdo who's in love with you.
But the thing is, if people don't want to support someone, you cannot force people
exactly
how to spend their money. If I do not, I'm not going to sit there and tell someone else how to spend their money. Like, for example, Cardi B. Mm-hmm. If people want to buy her music, that is down to them. I am baffled, as everyone probably knows. Mm. I'm baffled as to why you would inspire to sound and want to be like that person. That's your money.
Yeah.
But the question I was going to ask is like, where do we, not even we, but like, where do you feel like it's okay to forgive people for saying colorist things?
Because
the reason why I bring that up is because it's, I was saying this to Reese earlier in the day as well, is that I feel like colorist, for valid reasons, is very difficult for people to be like, okay, we can acknowledge that this happened and you said this and you felt this way, cool, let's move. Because Queen Naija, I know, has not got a very big fan base in black women because of colorist things she said in the past. Yeah. Same with Lato, Mulatto, who has even now changed her name, so Lato, but, you know, a lot of black women don't fuck with her because she named herself Mulatto. And I was saying this to Norice earlier, I personally feel like while she was definitely lacked judgment and made the wrong move by doing that, I genuinely don't feel like she was trying to offend black women or dark-skinned women or trying to make them feel bad by doing that.
Yeah, I don't think that was anything to do with black women.
She was like 13 years old when she came up with the name. Like,
but it's not even,
but it's also like her parents as well, do you know what I mean? Like,
if, but she's actually mixed race, so if
that's what I'm saying.
People, exactly. Yeah. It's offensive to mixed race.
Yeah, I don't feel like as a black woman, I could be offended.
So I do kind of feel bad because I honestly feel like her career, like her success is capped now because of that. Because I feel like if it weren't for that, black women fuck with her more.
No, but
But then who is her
fan base? I don't even think it's that. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. I don't even think it's that. It must be black women supporting her. Because black women are definitely supporting her.
Yeah,
I see. Black
women are pushing her. When you go into the comments, they don't fuck with her.
Some of them are like, oh, why did she change her name?
I feel like they're being fake.
Oh, I still fuck with her anyway.
Oh, I don't see those comments.
I feel like they're being fake.
Oh, I don't see them.
There's no way black women do not fuck with Mulatto, Big Lato, whatever she calls herself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people just wanted a reason to be angry with her. Honest to God. Because
I never rated the name. That's
like,
my business.
That's what I'm saying. I never rated the name, but like I said, it's not my business. Like,
silly name.
If she wants to call herself Mulatto, that's fine. But
she was trying to peg herself above.
But it's the same way when people use the N-word.
It's
like,
subjective.
It's up to you. If you
but this is
use
my
that,
thing. And I feel like she's actually like, of course, business reasons came into play where she changed the name. But I feel like also part of it was like, okay, well, whatever I was intending by flipping on its head and trying to make it a positive thing clearly is not working.
Oh,
and it's just,
what do you mean business reasons?
So, because they couldn't, so basically
like the
BBC was trying to have her on and they couldn't because they couldn't say her name.
But do you blame them?
Because it was offensive.
They just said nigger. They can't say Mulatto too.
Twice, like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just gonna say they can't say Mulatto too. Right. So
it is weird.
So I think that's where it clicked. I think that's where it clicked for them. Like shit, we're gonna lose business with this name. So that's where they, you know. But I do think a part of it was also that it's really not like women are really offended. Like, because I think a lot of celebrities do feel like people are gonna be pressed for a minute. Because sometimes people are pressed for a minute and then they move on. But then when they don't, they're like, oh shit, people are really bad.
It's facts.
Wow.
Do you know
this was not what I intended. Cool.
No,
we'll
what I don't understand
then.
Is this need to.
So that's my question. Like, when do we forgive colorism or ignorance?
I'm a minute, but I don't understand this constant need to take negative words and we're reclaiming it.
Yeah.
We're making this. Yeah. No, you don't need to do that with every single word.
No,
you
this
really
is
don't.
What I'm saying to you. Like, that's
you
the
really
thing, like...
But is that a bad thing so
No, but
much?
With Mulatto, though...
You don't need to...
Because
don't
if know. Everyone has been dragging you, calling you that word...
No, but...
No,
you
use the
you
word.
Decide...
No, but you
realize,
see, with Mulatto...
I am going to...
Let me tell you, at 13 years old, did you even know what Mulatto was?
I didn't know what it was until I heard it, honestly.
So I'm sitting there like, okay, your parents as well have to take accountability for the fact that, oh, they let you call yourself Mulatto, yeah? Okay, cool. Like,
Yeah, I was going to say, do they know?
She's got a black parent and a white parent.
No, but do you think
I don't think my parents will know what it means, and they're around.
But that's
they've got to be around.
She was on the rap
parents.
Game. She was on the rap game of a reality show at 13.
Yeah,
do you know
but
what I mean?
Do you think her parents?
Yeah, that's my thing. Because my parents would know what it means.
Oh no,
sure.
no, my parents knew what
American?
It was. She's American.
She's American.
But it's also, but it comes from America. But it's the fact they definitely know what the word meant. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, do you think her parents would have a say in what her rap name is?
No.
For me,
she's
not
an
actual
saying. They can't really say
that's
anything.
That's what I'm saying. She's
13.
Oh, okay. She's 13.
If
she's a
child.
At 13 years old.
And says, this is my name.
No, not when she's 13. When she's
when
a child.
When she's 13.
They, she doesn't make her own decisions when she's a child.
Okay, so you think they're going to introduce her.
She can't
sign
a contract. At 13,
she
I was
not able to sign a contract.
No, but
she
hold
can
on.
On TV and say, this is my name.
I was calling myself Little Miss Random at 13, right? If my parents said, okay, cool, bitch, you're calling yourself Little Miss Random, the fuck? Like, it would have been a thing where we would have had to change
You're
something.
Changing.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, what I'm trying to say is, they could have signed a contract to say A, B, and C. She could have still introduced herself as that when she got on the TV. And that
oh, as in
stuck.
When she was younger and then she didn't even know.
No, but what I'm saying is her parents could have said, we don't want you to use that name. And she still went and said, I'm going to use it anyway and introduce herself like that on the TV.
When she got older, maybe, yeah. But not
when she got older, but not at 13.
Why would she be able to...
Not at 13.
I don't feel like...
No, but you would have had to have parental consent to do certain
Thank
things.
You. Are you still going to use it? Like, your parents can't stop what comes out your mouth.
I just have a question. Do child stars or whatever get the consent to just
like, I feel like their parents are
it's all parental control. Like, you see things like Lindsay Lohan and all of these people, like Britney Spears, at their age.
Amanda Bynes, all them lot, their parents had a lot of control over their
So
you're
saying if she goes on a show, even regardless of what's in the contract,
she
couldn't have called herself anything without parental consent.
That's not how it works. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
They introduce you as, I don't know, your name is X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You get on the stage, take that mic. My name is...
But your parents could say no. Once you're on that stage and you're talking to the fans, and that is your name, and you've named yourself that.
What, but, are you saying that... Look, explain to me again, sorry. Cause...
Okay, so your name is Hannah, right?
Yeah.
Let's say...
Because I'm not hearing
everything. No, let's say your stage name is going to be Ciroc.
Yeah.
Feel free to sponsor. No. Let's say your name...
Sean John, a.k.a. Diddy.
Let's say you're like, oh, yeah, my stage name is going to be Ciroc. You tell your mum, oh, yeah, mum, it's Ciroc. Your mum says, no, Hannah, mm-hmm. your name's named after vodka. I think you should call yourself Hennessy. And you're like, oh, shit, I don't like that. I like Ciroc. Do you know what? When I get on that stage, I'm shouting that my name is Ciroc so people know that I'm Ciroc.
It is Hennessy.
But what I'm confused about is that you're talking about 13 years old, right?
For like, fighters don't rebel. Like, they don't do whatever they want to do.
No, I'm not debating that. But what I'm saying is that would have been a while ago.
Yes, so
I don't know. I don't know how old it goes.
So between now and then, what? Like, I'm not understanding.
So when people use a name and they get that little fan base, it's very hard to then change it afterwards. Look.
I can't relate because my parents run me, so. I cannot. I don't understand what you're saying right now. It's when like, I'm 13, I can't do shit in my own accord.
That's
what?
Very different. We weren't in the industry. But exactly. Look at Beyonce. She wanted to change her name to Sasha Fierce. They told her no because you already have your fan
base. She was growing then, though.
But she had her fan base.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, at the age of 13, if she's gone into the rap game and introduced herself as Mulatto,
yeah,
and her parents said we don't want to use that, you might want to change it, then she might not get her fan base. So then at that point, they're like, there's no point changing it.
I get what you're saying, but also as well, even with Beyonce, like, look at the history of her career with her dad. Her dad was very much in control of her career. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not talking especially when she
was a teenager. But what I'm saying is that, for example, Mulatto, she had some level of decision when it came to her career, but her parents ultimately had that say-so. Like, they were going to be the yes men. Do you know what I mean?
What I'm saying.
I think we should go back to Keith Dubé. and wrap up, because...
To be honest, I don't. I'm not gonna lie, I'm trying, but I don't understand how a 13-year-old could be in. I don't get it. Sorry, but I don't. 13. That's no, I don't get it. But
we've seen it. It's fine. Britney Spears,
because you're still 13. You're still a you. It like, doesn't matter if you're in the industry.
She's
you're
not
still
saying
you.
In control. She's saying that a 13-year-old would be rebellious.
Of course.
Jump on stage.
But then what happens afterwards? You're not acting like a 13-year-old will go on stage and say this one time, and then all of a sudden at 21 still. Everyone knows her as Mulatto. That's not going to be the case. So what happens after that?
So, like, stuff can happen. Like, she could be like, I'm an adult now. I'm going to do this how I want.
Between 13 and 18. 5 years.
Is that when she started rapping? 13?
No, but I'm confused. That's why I'm confused. I never said 13.
No. She got on the rap game at 13. She was there at 13, 14 years old.
Okay.
Wait, the show called... Is there a show called
The Rap Game?
Yeah. And she was on that when she was 13?
Yeah, Jermaine Dupri, his show. I never saw that. Okay, I didn't even know that. Yeah, okay, cool.
Mulatto is like 21 now. Like,
so what I'm saying is, her parents could have signed a contract saying we will use this name, and then she's gone and told them, no, I'm using that name.
Or basically, her parents knew that her name was Mulatto and didn't tell any difference.
That's what I'm saying. They could have accepted that.
What's the point in signing off on a name if they can just... Anyway, fine, whatever.
People do it all the time.
We could do this all day, but I'm just like, then the contract is useless. Then they've wasted their time. Because
not really, because...
What's the point in...
You don't sign your name under your stage name. You sign it under your real name. So whatever stage name, you can always change your stage name. Okay. People do all the time. Look at Bow Wow. You went from Little Bow Wow to Bow Wow. Little Fizz went from Little Fizz to Fizz. Like, did he change his name every 10 years? But it's his name was still Sean Kahn.
Snoop Lion at one point. Remember?
Yeah,
Snoop Lion. Don't even get me. Like, Snoop Lion face.
The thing is, the government name is always their government
name.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anyone can change a stage name. So having a contract, contract's not gonna be with Mulatto. It will be with whatever her real name is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the contract is under. So whatever stage name she decides to use tomorrow, it's like saying, oh, I signed a contract with a company, under my stage names. If I change my stage name, that company, that contract's no longer valid. You think any court will look at me and not laugh in my face? Doesn't matter. You have signed that contract. You have to fulfill it. Because you change your name, don't mean the contract ain't valid anymore. Do you know what I mean? Change my name. No, bye,
B. No. But I'm not saying that if she changes her name, this thing that was never my argument. I'm not saying that if she changes her name, the contract's not valid.
No, but you said.
But I'm just saying that just I feel like you are putting a lot of emphasis on her making her decision. That for me, maybe. I'm just but going from my experience that I don't know.
Yes, that's what I'm
that
saying.
To me, it's not clicking that a 13-year-old could have that much, even as an artist, saying, could have that much, like, without her parents saying so at all. I don't know how much I buy it.
That is putting in that fine. Situation.
Yeah.
There's many 13-year-olds out there who are dealing with families who are addicts, who control their own lives completely.
Maybe. Yeah,
we're living a completely different lifestyle to what I was living at the age of 13. Because at the age of 13, if I could tell my parents, I'm calling myself this, that, and other. No, but what I'm just saying is, like, there's some 13-year-olds who are given that you know, look at Lil Wayne, for example. Mm-hmm. He was never grew up in the hood. He grew up around the rappers and all of that. Look what the shit that he was doing.
You didn't grow up in the hood.
Little Wayne, he didn't grow up poor.
Yeah,
he didn't grow up poor, did he?
That's why he said he never experienced racism and all that.
He never grew up. He grew up with all the rappers. Like he was like kind of like born
at like 12. Like,
this is what I'm saying. He was born into that industry. So like, do you think
I get what you're saying there.
Control over his what he was doing?
Maybe not. Okay. Now I'm understanding.
Do you know what I mean? It's like there's so much things.
I guess because I'm not thinking about it like that. Because I guess I looked at him as an anomaly. But yeah, I wasn't really thinking.
Little Bow Wow, same thing happened. He grew up in that life. Like Beyonce grew up in that life. Like there's many of them. That's what I'm saying.
No, but see, Bow Wow and Wayne were actual. Beyonce was too, but I don't think I was, because I would have been a baby or whatever when she was that age. So I didn't see that. Beyonce was always a grown person to me.
But one thing, that's didn't grow up poor. You know, Drake didn't grow up poor. Rick Ross was a
parole officer.
Sean Paul didn't grow up poor.
Yeah.
Like he was a whole chef. His family come from
come from money.
Yes, I'm saying a lot of these rappers or singers that
I get you
had struggled they didn't. Their family grew up good.
That's so when days of marketing, I can't lie to you.
Yeah, imagine. I'm rapping about struggle, struggle.
Yeah, big no one even cares anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You can tell people that like Sean Paul's and their
fans
not.
Now. Yeah.
It's a persona.
Like Nicki Minaj grew up with struggle life. Rihanna grew up with struggle life.
Yeah.
Drake's got mob ties, so.
Bro.
So can you imagine Drake having mob ties?
At his age.
So before we wrap up, can I just get you guys' opinion on when do we forgive colorists if... Because that's what
we don't get in at
with the whole
thing. Me personally, I
want to go to heaven, so.
Joke is like, just like, I want to be God's number one.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Number one.
God will understand. God will understand if I don't think of a colorist. I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like it's
You know what? The only reason I'm asking is that colorism specifically, I've noticed is that, and I understand it because this is what I was saying to Noreen Sally, is like, maybe we should really look at how much it affects people. Because they're this militant with it. That should show us how serious it is. Do you know what I mean? So maybe, like there's reasons, clearly, why people are like this. But I'm wondering, like, again, we've discussed this, but people are picky and choosy. So it's like, I've seen people fuck with certain people that have said colorist thing.
I think forgiveness, when it comes to colorism, needs to be an individual thing.
It
can't be a movement.
Forgiveness over everything is...
I agree. I'm genuinely asking. I'm just curious.
Because I've realised I have never suffered direct colorism. Racism, absolutely. I've never had direct colorism.
I have.
So...
I've been called Blake, but...
To be honest, if I ever did, I forgot. Because at the time, when I was young, I wouldn't have even registered because I didn't...
Maybe
it was black and white to me. I came from a private school where I was one of the only black people. So to be thrown into colorism and dark and light, I was like,
maybe
what?
Not.
Over... Like I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I haven't experienced it overtly, but you know, I haven't experienced it. And so for a Keith Dubé or a Nella Rose or someone else on social media to say something about dark skinned women or colorist tweets, like. If I'm being honest, it's like water off a duck's back to me. Like,
but then is that you said it, okay. A black person saying I haven't experienced racism, so they don't entertain that kind of thing.
It is a bit like that, but for me, it's like, okay, you haven't said it directly to me.
I understand it's out there. So I, how does it serve me to hold a grudge against you, a man that said something like 10 years ago?
No, I heard you. I just
wondering. Is that not crazy?
Yeah. Everyone's
even
different.
When you used to see, like when I used to follow the blogs, like anytime they'd post Maya or Steph, it would just be colours, 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 colours.
Can I just point out, this is my point, we're still not on the men.
When does it...
Can I just say?
Fred Santana
point. We're still not on the men.
Who?
Fred Santana.
This is my point with men.
No, but Hannah, we're going back to the actual question that you asked. That's what we're trying to answer right now.
I'm just trying to wonder why we never, that's all. Because when, I just wonder why when we're bringing up examples we wouldn't, that's all. But it's fine.
It's because... you would think a black woman wouldn't cuss a black woman. For okay, the, especially when they are dark-skinned themselves. It's wild. Mm. I feel like it's worse, in my personal opinion, for a dark-skinned black woman to sit there and say shit about a dark-skinned black woman.
I agree.
Versus a light-skinned man to say shit about a dark-skinned woman. It's the same way when people say, what hurts you more, racism or colorism? Most people are going to say colorism because it's coming from your own people. Community,
yeah.
So when you have a light-skinned guy talking shit about a dark-skinned black woman, I'm going to be like, yeah, it hurts to a certain degree, but at the same time, what? You! What can you? But when is a dark-skinned black woman chatting shit about another dark-skinned black woman because of their skin color? You're like, really? Like, me and you are the same. Like,
I can understand that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're saying things that would... Because
that's why
people
don't fuck with Steph London for that same reason.
Yeah, literally, because of the whole thing. Like,
she was speaking about a woman, which is... Sorry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When people start talking about, like, oh, light-skinned woman said something, but they're still women, because as a woman, you've experienced sexism.
Mm-hmm.
So you've experienced something. That's why as black women, we get upset with black men that say things against black women because they experience racism.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They have a connection to us to a certain degree. Like, you're going to sit there and talk down about dark-skinned black women when you've experienced racism.
Is there a way we could do it where the men don't get away with it?
I don't think the men get away with it. I personally don't feel
I promise
like,
you, the people I mentioned did not... And it's fine, cool, people don't care, is what
no,
it is.
No, I feel like there's a
but guy, I just feel like it's
thing.
Not fair.
The cupcake guy, the red velvet guy.
Yeah, but bare people's tweets came out after that. And
I know,
a lot of them were men and they did not get anything.
He got heat. He got a lot of heat because him and his...
He was not the only one. Chip Getz was part of
it. I didn't see anything Chip...
Bare men were part of it. This is my point.
No, I didn't see
anything.
Okay,
Chip said something about monkeys and this man looks like a gorilla.
Would you say you forgive them?
And Tion Wayne said something about these black niggas and...
Hannah, would you say...
No, no, but it's not for me to... I'm just wondering. I'm just genuinely asking.
Would you say you forgive them? Because, for example...
I don't really...
You loved Getz's album.
No, but I'm not mad.
And you were singing his praises.
I'm asking a question.
That's what... I'm asking the question to you.
I'm just asking.
I'm asking the question to you to see what are your thoughts.
But this is the thing, like, I never really had any way about it other than I'm learning. I'm listening.
So
I didn't really have a stance on it.
Would you say that you
other than, like,
it?
It's a bit disappointing. Mm. Yeah, sure.
Mm.
It's very disappointing to see our people talking about people like, oh, this gorilla, this monkey. Of course, I don't even like it. Even when I see American women, like, oh, this roach and... That stuff disturbs me. I don't like
so
it.
So can I ask?
But it's not for me to... I can't go over there and beat them. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I can do about it. However, my thing is, I just feel like it's a bit funny that we have the smoke for the women. And the men, it really... And I know you lot are saying that, you know, there's reasons for it. But ultimately, you are kind of saying that it doesn't bother you as much.
No, I didn't say that. But you see, Chip and
that's
Getz,
what it sounds like to me.
No, I
think we need to be careful about putting words in people's mouths, Hannah. Like,
so Chips and Getz.
Definitely not.
Chips and Getz. Did they direct it at Black Chips Women?
And Getz and Chips.
Getz and Chips, you know. She said Getz and Chips. You want to get me?
Did Chip and Getz say it about black women? Was it about
I think
black
Chip
men?
Was. I think it was. I don't know about Getz actually. I actually forgot what he was saying.
Okay, so Chip said it.
I know something
men.
About asking people, but Chip was talking about man. Yeah.
Okay, so
that.
Maybe
something about gorilla man. Yeah.
So maybe that's maybe.
But for me personally, I don't.
But
care.
I feel like we have to look at Instagram and who comments and who. Who?
But I don't even care about that. Listen, I'm just asking you. Like, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just asking.
Talking. You're talking about the men get away with certain things, yeah?
Yes.
Maybe the reason why Chip wasn't got at because the women didn't care.
Because I can't lie.
Because they, that's what I'm saying. Even when he was the
comments. Heady did comments, women didn't care.
Heady! I forgot about him.
RV did comments, women didn't care.
Oh, RV, what were his comments? I didn't see those.
Were they about women or about men?
They're about women.
I saw women under their Twitter
I didn't know what saying, like, oh, I don't care, I'm still listening to his music. So
no, I remember what Heddy said, but what did RV say? I didn't see that.
I can't remember what his tweets were.
Okay, I can understand. That's very true.
So this is why I'm like, I would never be in outrage of it, because
no, I'm not even saying outrage. I'm just genuinely wondering.
I'm just saying my own personal opinion. I would never be outraged about it because we have black women who are still supporting colorists. So why am I now going to be doing screaming up and down?
I'm sorry, her face was funny, and
leading the charge. Yeah. And then they're under the tweets like, "Yeah, when you dropping your new single, like I love it." So get upset for what?
I get you. No, I do feel that. Was I not just saying I feel stupid for cancelling tweets? So I get it.
Yeah, no.
However, my thing is, I do get it, but. I guess I get it. What you're saying is essentially you are not the people that would have. I get it. So what you're saying is you're not the people that would have the smoke anyway. No, so the people that have the smoke haven't had the smoke for those people specifically.
If someone makes a comment, about, I always laugh when someone says something about Steph London, your favorite colorist. I always giggle because it's funny.
Can I actually just ask you guys a question? Can I actually just ask you guys a question? Because I wasn't on the blogs at this point in time when Steph London was just coming up. Why don't people like her?
Because of her tweets.
The colorist stuff.
Is there not more to it? Because you lot have also made a case that there have been other people that said the same thing.
No. But she's done
it. So do you think there's maybe something else on top of that that people just don't like?
She didn't do it in the past. It was done present. And that, what I think, was very different.
Yeah, like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, because when 16 Shots Steph came out, everyone loved her. The colorist tweets happened. And they went down.
And then she kept going.
I didn't know it was current.
9 to 5
people as well.
Because I saw an interview where she went on BBC Extra and she made her like it was a past thing.
And then also,
I was just about to say, it's the 9 to 5 tweets.
The 9 to 5 comments shaming people that do 9 to 5.
Because I saw the interview where she went on BBC Extra and she made her like it was a past thing.
And then dating Bird.
This is exactly what she said. She ran into some light single at the club and she was being a bitch, da 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 da, and she was acting up and she was like, oh, these lights, but she wasn't trying to act. Obviously, it's. But you know, she was like, "Oh, I wasn't trying to talk about all light skinned women, just her because they're
dark skinned." Right?
But you said all light skinned women, light skinned women want to be us or whatever. You said that.
Or
so,
dark
skinned
people would want.
Or sorry, excuse me, dark skinned women want to be us. You said that, so you didn't say the girl's name. You said dark skinned women. So,
but the thing is, yes, they can be the past for some people. So when you're saying the past, it all depends on people's perception of what the past is.
Yeah, true.
If she said it a year before, it's still the past.
It's still the past.
Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it was said. It was the past.
I'm understanding.
Ain't no past. It was her present career that she said it in, and she shamed a 9 to 5. And I feel like when dark skinned women get shamed, it is dark skinned women that are going to be upset. When you're shaming 9 to 5 people who are buying your music, it is a problem. And yes, after her stupid colorist tweets, there are some songs from her that I was listening to.
Oh yeah, because she was shaming the cleaner at KFC or something.
No, it wasn't that.
Something like no, I think it was a cleaner. Okay.
Something about
how could you do that that was disgusting. I hate that kind of attitude. How dare you? How fucking dare you?
But in the day, yes, so some of her music I will like because I like some of her songs, but I will not like fuck with her as a person.
I hear.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Okay, so we're wrapping up now. Thank you very much for joining. Oh god, why am I so formal? What the fuck? Thank you for joining us, you guys. It's been fun. So this is episode 50 of the Underrated Podcast. My name is Hannah OJ. You can find us on... Oh my God! Thank you, Narice, because it's all new shit now. Jesus Christ. So you guys, obviously, it was Sip the Tea Podcast before. That has changed. I went into at the beginning of the show. But the ats are now for Instagram. It will be at the Underrated Podcast. At the Underrated Podcast. H-E-R rated. And... Underrated Pod on Twitter. Underrated, no the. And that's me. You guys, anything to plug?
No, nothing.
Sorry.
Nothing at all? And amazing thank you to Narice, Lels and Michelle. Thank you guys again for joining me.
Thanks. See you guys.
Sauce in my bag, swag.
Hey, hey, hey.